We will see the Pittsburgh defense on the field first as the Steelers win the toss of the coin. They defer to the second half, so Cincinnati will have the ball first. Pittsburgh at home, the black jerseys, white numbers, gold pants with black piping, the black helmets with, of course, the red, blue, gold, and white Steelers logo only on one side of the helmet. And for Cincinnati, the white jerseys, black numbers, trimmed in orange, the orange pants, the black Bengal stripes along the sides, and the orange helmet with the Bengal stripes as well. Chris Boswell, named a Pro Bowler for the second time in his career this week, will tee it up at the 35. And Cincinnati, with injuries to Charlie Jones and also Jermaine Burton, did not make the trip. A coach's decision a couple of days ago. There's Travion Williams and Isaiah Williams back deep for the Bengals. Kicking right to left, Boswell, south to north. 18 degrees at kickoff, wind chill at 9, with gusts of 23 miles per hour approaching from the west. Boswell the approach, and off we go. End over end kick lands at the goal line, taken by Isaiah Williams. Veering right, 20, 25 between the numbers and the hashes. And he's chopped down at around the 28-yard line by Ben Skoranek. So for the Bengals, Joe Burrow. Yeah, there's MVP talk with his performance over the last month. Leads the NFL with 4,641 yards and 42 touchdowns compared to just 8 interceptions. Burrow completing 70% of his passes. He's in the pistol, and Khalil Herbert is the running back, with Chase Brown out tonight due to the high ankle sprain. Burrow turns and gives to Herbert, who plows off left guard for a short gain, if anything, to Sean Elliott, the safety for Pittsburgh, there to meet him on the play.
And there the Bengals using a quick count on the first snap of the play, so they want to keep this up-tempo against the Steelers' defense. They started out, 1-yard run there, Ted, but they got the mechanics going early. They're in their groove.
No gain officially. Second and 10, call it at the 27. Burrow's in the gun, Herbert on his left hip. Three receivers split right. Now Herbert motions into the slot on the left. Motions back into the backfield as Burrow communicates with him. Six on the play clock, Burrow long count, and Burrow takes. Burrow fires to the left side. That is caught by Mike Gesicki. Starts right, heads left toward the boundary far side. And Gesicki has a first down to the 39-yard line. A gain of 12 against Elliott.
A phenomenal hook route by Mike Gesicki. He had turned around the safety Deshaun Elliott for the Steelers when he made the break. Elliott was about 3 yards away when he caught the ball.
And Ryan, that was a pretty fruitful catch for Gesicki. With 3 yards tonight, he triggers a $125,000 bonus in his contract for going over 600 yards on the season.
His family's calling Mercedes as we speak.
First down for Cincinnati, opening drive at their own 39. Burrow in the gun. He wings it near side right. Higgins makes the adjustment, reaching toward the sideline to make the grab against Joey Porter Jr., returning from a knee injury today. Close to the line to gain at around the 49.
And Joey Porter Jr. had excellent coverage, but one of the things that makes Joe Burrow so good is he can throw it away from a defender to where only his receiver can catch it. And there T. Higgins diving with two hands and snagging it off the turf for the big game.
Second and one, call it for the Bengals at their own 48, left to right on the opening possession. Burrow remains in the gun. Two receivers split right, two to the left. Burrow taps his helmet with both hands. He hikes his right leg and collects the snap. Burrow throws a dart over the middle, caught by Gesicki in stride. It's a first down across the Pittsburgh 40 and down to the 37. Elliott, another tackle, and a gain of 17, this time for Gesicki.
And you mentioned it before the snap, Ted. He changed the play. Whenever a quarterback touches their helmet, they're calling an alert and an audible. So it was a designed run, changed to a pass. Joe Burrow is locked in, clearly been studying the film for a win tonight.
12:26 clock rolling, first quarter, first drive. First down for Cincinnati at the 36 of Pittsburgh. Four receivers in the pattern again, two to each side from the right hash mark. Burrow, hands in his hand warmers, takes him out, takes the snap, give it to Herbert. He rumbles off left guard inside the 35, down to the 31. Gain of 5, Keanu Benton, the second year nose tackle, makes the play. Herbert acquired at the deadline as insurance. Zach Moss on IR with the neck injury. Chase Brown has handled the entire workload over the last part of the season. But with Brown out, it is Herbert's time here tonight in the regular season finale. Second and five at the 31. Again in the gun. Burrow gives to Herbert again. Off left tackle, and Herbert muscles his way inside the 30. Down to the 27. Met by Alex Highsmith. And it'll be third down for Cincinnati.
And right now I'm looking for Ja'Marr Chase. If I'm Joe Burrow, he's done a great job of not targeting Ja'Marr Chase in the first couple of passes. But you want to look at your number one threat right here. And if I'm the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm sending into the end zone to get a touchdown.
Third and a long yard now from the Pittsburgh 27. Three receivers split right, one to the left. Burrow's in the shotgun. Chase in the backfield, motions out to the left, settles in at the slot. Third and a yard. Burrow, quick fire. Left side, caught by Chase. It's a first down. Far side boundary, 25. Diving to the 20. He's down at the 19. Corey Trice Jr. makes the tackle. The drive continues.
Just an excellent formation for the Bengals. No one's expecting Ja'Marr Chase in the backfield, but then you got to ask, what side's he going to? And then when he finally does leak out to the left, he stayed in the slot, so you really couldn't understand what his route tree was. Phenomenal disguise by the Bengals.
Burrow, 4 of 4, 45 yards to start. On this opening drive, no score, 10:30, clock running. First down for the Bengals at the Pittsburgh 19. Ball in the left hash mark. Again in the gun. Burrow takes, play fake, lobs it left, caught by Chase again, the NFL's leading receiver, and he steps out of bounds in front of Corey Trice Jr. at the 12-yard line. It's a gain of 7.
Ja'Marr Chase had put Trice on the ground from his route and actually looked at him before he stepped out of bounds. I mean, what a dominating thing to do to the guy who's going to cover you for 3.5 more quarters.
Doesn't it remind you of Allen Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue all those years ago?
And if you're on the ground, that's devastating if you're Trice Jr.
Second and three at the 12. Trice making his first career start tonight for the injured Dante Jackson. On second and three, Burrow whips it over the middle. Caught by Ja'Marr Chase. He beat Trice again. This time for the touchdown. Ja'Marr Chase, a touchdown waiting to happen, and it happens on the opening drive. Touchdown 17 in game 17. And the Bengals lead it 6-0.
And the safety Deshaun Elliott there was the breakdown in coverage. He was on the left hash, should have been on the right hash to break up that pass. But Joe Burrow wisely seeing the defense was out of place and delivering an absolute strike to Chase right in the middle of the number one.
Cade York in his fifth game filling in for the injured Evan McPherson, out again with a groin injury. Murray missed what would have been the game winner in overtime against Denver before the Bengals eventually prevailed. Extra point on the way, good here. And Cincinnati leads Pittsburgh 7-0. 9:49 to go in the first quarter. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. 9 plays, 73 yards, 5:11 off the clock. And the Joe Burrow 12-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase. Ryan Burrow was 6 of 6 for 64 yards on the drive.
And it was looking like he got rid of the ball within 3 seconds every time he caught the snap. And what I love is how he threw the ball as well. With authority, got Gesicki started to make the defense aware of that. Everybody's thinking about Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, but he's putting somebody else in their mind early. You mix in a little run, and then you go back to Chase for the touchdown.
Ball blows off the tee in front of Cade York. Trying to squeeze the ball on there at the 35, kicking left to right, north to south here at Acrisure Stadium. And the Bengals have to win tonight. They need a Broncos loss and a Dolphins loss tomorrow, then to enter the playoffs as the 7 seed in the AFC. Now York has it teed up. The approach and the kick. Oh, line drive, squibber, and it lands right there where the players are positioned in the dynamic kickoff zone. That did not reach the necessary yard line. The flags come out.
Free kick that did not make it into the landing zone. The ball will be placed at the 40-yard line. First down.
That's what you can't squib it like that. Not that Cade York was intending to do that. And Pittsburgh ends up with glorious field position as a result. Russell Wilson took over in late October for Justin Fields. The Steelers were 4-2 at the time. The offense was stagnant, however. Wilson has raised the ceiling, and he had his biggest game as a Steeler in the first meeting against Cincinnati. 414 yards and 3 touchdowns, the second most yards of his career that has spanned 13 years.
He's going to have to play an excellent game, though. Knowing Mike Tomlin, if he's going to be turning the ball over early, I wouldn't be surprised if there is a change there. Russell Wilson is doing strange things with his technique. In his drop, he's stopping at the top and then trying to jump forward. He's not staying in the pocket much. So if he can go back to the basics, he'll have a great night.
So first down at the 40. Najee Harris, the running back, fakes jet motion to the left. Now on the left hip of Wilson, and Harris gets the call. Harris slams it up the gut past the 40 to the 43-yard line, a pickup of three. For Najee Harris, who has surpassed 1,000 yards for the fourth consecutive season to start his career.
And he's the first back to do it since Chris Johnson in 2008-11. But the Steelers still seem not to like him as much. Jaylen Warren getting more snaps and kind of a different dynamic back. But Najee Harris, the important gut-running running back that the Steelers are known for.
Second and seven. Pittsburgh at its own 43, right to left. Black jerseys, gold pants. Wilson, quick screen, right side, caught by Pickens. Skoranek trying to deliver a block, and Pickens is tugged at and wrestled out of bounds near the 42. And whistles blow as the officials try to step in. Josh Newton, the rookie corner out of TCU, made the tackle, and no flags are out.
And it was a late hit. Should have been a flag, but the book on Pickens is to get into his head early and often, that he is not mature enough to handle the aggression and stay within the game plan. So that's why there's a little extra effort towards the end of the play when he catches the ball.
No gain on that catch for Pickens, so third and seven for the Steelers at their own 43. Warren in the backfield now with Russell Wilson. Two receivers left, one split right. Pickens motions toward the line on the left. Wilson back to throw. Wilson slides to his left. He pumps, and he is buried. It's Trey Hendrickson, who now takes over the solo sack lead in the NFL this season. Number 15, Pittsburgh has to punt.
Well, and it's a shocker because Mike Williams was open underneath right in front of Russell Wilson. And three of the four routes were all to the left side of the field. So a poor play design. And then the pass rush just got there eventually.
Loss of nine on the play. Corliss Waitman on to punt after the three and out. Pittsburgh, remember, started at their 40. Wobbler of a kick. Isaiah Williams underneath it at the 28. Left side, 30, and he is submarined just shy of the 35-yard line. A 40-yard punt and a 4-yard return. Timeout in Pittsburgh. The Bengals lead the Steelers 7-0 with 7:47 to play in the first quarter. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. Hayward and the Steeler defense out there after the Pittsburgh punt. 7-0 Bengals, 7:47 to play first quarter. Bengals take over at their own 33 left to right. Burrow had a touchdown pass on the opening drive to Ja'Marr Chase. He takes out of the gun. He lifts it to the left side. That is caught. And maneuvering up to the far side boundary to the 40-yard line, make it the 42, is Cam Grandy making his fifth catch of the year, the undrafted rookie. It's a gain of nine.
Well, and Highsmith, the defensive end slash outside linebacker for the Steelers, was actually lateral with his feet before the catch was even made, so the aggressiveness lacking early for the Steelers defense, and Joe Burrow continuing to throw strikes.
Second and one at the 42. Yeah, Burrow has been perfect so far. On second and one, Herbert standing sidecar left to Burrow. Herbert gets the call, starts right, heads left, and he is twirled down at the line of scrimmage by Corey Dreis Jr., who was beaten on that touchdown on the first drive.
A little bit of aggressiveness there by Dreis Jr., just firing, and that's what you have to do in big games like this. If you think it, do it, and there, Corey Dreis Jr. making a play.
Loss of a yard on the play, third and two. Bengals had only one third down on that opening drive. They converted. It was a third and one. This is third and two. Chase split wide left. Steelers fans waving the terrible towel here in Pittsburgh. Two receivers split right. Herbert lined up as almost an H-back just behind the right guard. Burrow takes out of the gun on third down. He whips it to Gesicki. It's a first down. Across the 45 to the 46, covered up by the rookie linebacker Peyton Wilson. Gain of five.
The ball couldn't have come out faster from Joe Burrow. He caught that, took a step, and threw it right to Gesicki, who was ready for the ball. And the blitz by the Steelers is not getting there. One of the things that the great defensive coaches I know, if you're not getting there with the blitz, then it's time to back it up, play some more coverage, and allow your defensive line to get after the quarterback.
7-0 Bengals, 6 minutes to go, first quarter. First down for Cincinnati at their own 46. Burrow changing the play as he taps his helmet. Two receivers stacked left, one split right. That's Higgins. Burrow fakes a toss right. Burrow evades the rush, rolling to his right. Throws, caught by Higgins at the 45 near sideline. And out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So Burrow improvises, and it leads to a solid gain on the play.
And T. Higgins, one of the most underrated wide receivers in the NFL. And on that play, Joe Burrow was looking for Ja'Marr Chase. So two defenders from the safeties actually located Chase and went to cover him. The moment they did that, he threw it to T. Higgins. Excellent diagnosis by Joe Burrow.
It's a pickup of 11. A first down for Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh 43. From the right hash mark, two receivers split left, one receiver to the right. That's T. Higgins. Give it to Herbert. Straight up the gut. Herbert powers inside the 40 to the 35-yard line, tackled by Deshaun Elliott. And a gain of 8 for Herbert.
Huge block by the left guard, Cody Ford. Just a hole so wide you could drive a Cadillac through it. And right now, the Steelers are reeling defensively. But one small thing to note, I know T.J. Watt's looking at it. Joe Burrow's only taking his hands out after the second leg kick. So he's giving away when the ball's coming to the defense. That might come into play later on in the game.
Hole's big enough for a Cadillac. That's what you opened up when you were playing,
back
right?
In the day when I was young, Ted. Back
yeah.
In the day when I was young.
Second and 2 for the Bengals at the Pittsburgh 35. 4:35, clock running, first quarter. 7-0 Cincinnati. Burrow into the left flat. Caught by Herbert. Far side at the 35 to the 33. Close to the line to gain. They mark it just shy of that. Trice and Herbig on the tackle. And it's third and less than a yard.
It doesn't matter what the Steelers do. They're in 3rd and 1 and 3rd and 2. The production on 1st and 2nd down is phenomenal, and you might actually be in 2-down territory against a division rival right here. I know it's early, Ted, but these two teams do not like each other.
The 111th all-time meeting between the Bengals and the Steelers. Cincinnati has to win to keep the playoff dream intact. Gesicki in motion, left, doubles back to the right. 3rd and 1 yard from the Pittsburgh 34. Out of the shotgun, Burrow gives to Herbert again, and Herbert crashes for the first down. Between the hash marks at the 30-yard line, tackled by Peyton Wilson. Move the chains again.
And unfortunately for the Bengals, it looks like their left guard, Cody Ford, slow to get up and limping back to the huddle. Never a good sign. But the Bengals, everything's working right now. The run, the pass, it is dealer's choice for the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Ford stays out there, Ryan. In his 6th year out of Oklahoma. So a fresh set of downs for Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh 30. 7-0 Bengals late first quarter. Two receivers left, two to the right. Burrow lifts his right leg, takes the snap. Burrow steps up, dumps it. Herbert with the catch between the hashes at the 27 and curls to the 26-yard line, maybe the 25. Give him 5 yards there.
Patrick Queen allowed that reception because he was going for the interception behind Herbert instead of making a play on the ball. So Patrick Queen trying to make a big play versus make the routine play, something Mike Tomlin talks about all the time. Make the routine plays and the big plays will come.
Now Queen facing off against his former teammate at LSU, Joe Burrow. They won a national title together in 2019, that incredible Tigers team. 2nd and 5 for Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh 25 from the right hash mark. Burrow in the shotgun, play action, wing it right at the line of scrimmage, caught by Gesicki, and he is driven back. Deshaun Elliott diagnosing that well. There is a flag down on the opposite side of the field at the 22.
And they're going to get Ted Karras, the center, for getting downfield. We can't help it, Ted. We want to get the ball, too, us offensive linemen.
Yeah, it's your dream.
Best.
An eligible member of the offense downfield illegally, number 67. That penalty is declined. 3rd down.
Now they call it on Cordell Volson, who has checked in here for the Bengals.
Please set the game clock to 227. Please set the game clock to 227.
We'll do that for you, John Hussey.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, well, right on it. So 3rd and 6 for the Bengals at the Steelers 26. 2:27 remaining first quarter, a 7-0 Cincinnati lead. From the right hash mark, Burrow in the gun. He swivels his head to the far sideline. Now lifts his right leg and collects the snap. 5-man rush. Burrow under pressure. Ball is out. And Herbert has recovered it for Cincinnati at the 30. Joe Burrow got sandwiched on the play. Lost the football. Patrick Queen was in there. And Cincinnati will have to try for 3.
And a missed blitz pickup by Khalil Herbert. He was supposed to take the outside guy. And the inside guy was picked up by the offensive line. And that outside guy was Patrick Queen, who came with a vengeance and hit Joe Burrow so hard it was slow for Joe to get up.
Patrick Queen does not care that they were college teammates.
Not anymore.
Cade York on for the field goal attempt. 48 yards away out of the hold of Ryan Rico. Snap, the placement, the kick, end over end. Does it have enough? It does, and it's good. So York connects after missing that kick in overtime last week against the Broncos, and he extends the Cincinnati lead. Cincinnati extends the lead 10-0 now over the Steelers, 1:24 to go in the first quarter. Two drives, two scores for the Bengals, although the Steelers defense makes sure that that latest drive stalls. Cade York, the 48-yard field goal. Now he approaches the ball, left to right, kicks it away. Much better kickoff this time. Jaylen Warren, over-the-shoulder grab at the 2. Numbers 10, left side of the 20. Breaks a tackle. Warren still on his feet. Left hash mark 25. Jaylen Warren to the 27. Stopped by Von Bell. Ted Emmerich and Ryan Harris here in the Granger broadcast booth in Pittsburgh. Tackle your to-do list with Granger. From locker rooms to plant floors, Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. 10-0, the Bengals lead at Steelers. Went 3-and-out on their first drive, Ryan.
And the Bengals have run 19 plays. So if anything, you're the Steelers, you need at least a first down to give your defense a little break. But more than that, you want to score to stay in this game.
Two tight ends lined up on the right side of the line. Receiver split to either side. Wilson under center. Najee Harris, the running back. First down from the 27. Hand off Harris, slicing off left tackle. Oh, lost his balance at the 30. Regained it at the 35. And he lunges for the first down at the 37. Covered up by Jermaine Pratt, the Bengals' leading tackler.
And time to stick with the run if you're the Steelers. Najee Harris doing well early here. And nobody happier in this stadium than the defense that they got a first down.
And the Steelers right back over the ball here. Final minute, first quarter, 50 seconds and counting. Van Jefferson in motion to the left, doubles back to the right. He's in the slot. Pickens wide to the right. Two tight ends left side of the line, Darnell Washington and Michael Pruitt. Wilson ducks in under. Jefferson again in motion, this time all the way to the left. Toss play to Harris. Jefferson the lead block. And Harris is met right near the line of scrimmage by Shaka Hayward, the cousin of the Steelers, Cam and Connor.
Big run stop right there. If Hayward doesn't make that tackle, that's going for at least 20 yards. Those pitch plays are fantastic. The dream of an offensive line and a running back. But there, Najee Harris not hitting the hole with speed.
Lost a yard, second and 11, 10 seconds to play first quarter. Wilson under center, again Harris the lone setback. Wilson turns, fakes it to Harris, trying to set up a screen. Wilson under pressure by Hendrickson, and he throws it at the shoe tops of Harris, incomplete. 2 seconds remaining here in the quarter.
When Broderick Jones, the right tackle, you got to get a piece of Trey Hendrickson. He just kind of did a swim move against him. You have got to put some kind of punch on a defensive end during a screen. Otherwise, they will be as disruptive as Hendrickson was on that one.
Now, Hendrickson had a sack on that opening drive, 15 on the year, and almost had another one on the screen play. Third and 11 for the Steelers. Jaylen Warren checks in at running back on the left hip of Russell Wilson, who's in the gun. Two receivers left, two to the right. Third and 11 on the final play of the first quarter. Wilson takes five-man rush. Wilson lobs it right sideline. And the catch made by Mike Williams. Big Mike comes down with it in Cincinnati territory at the 38. He beat Josh Newton for 26 yards. On the final play of the first quarter. Wow.
I'm watching the replay, and yep, Mike Williams drags 2 feet and then jumps out of bounds. A favorite target of Russell Wilson's, coming in big for the Steelers right there.
The trade acquisition from the Jets this year with a big catch to close the first quarter. Our score, Bengals 10, Steelers nothing. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. First down at the 39 of Cincinnati. Left to right go the Steelers. Wilson gives it to Warren off right guard. Jaylen Warren slams to the 35-yard line. A gain of 4. Jaylen Warren is not a scat back. He's 215 pounds. He just looks like it compared to Najee Harris, who goes 242.
He's excellent with his vision, excellent with his shiftiness, and he has a knack for understanding where the holes are going to be in the play calls. It's not always the way it's drawn up, but he has a great knack for finding the open space, as he did on that last play.
Second and 6 at the 35. Couple of tight ends on the line. Receiver split to either side. Wilson under center, barking the call. turn. Toss to Warren, coming near side right. And Warren, a hop at the 35, and he is driven down by B.J. Hill, the seventh-year defensive tackle. A loss of a yard on the play.
And B.J. Hill showing his veteran versatility. He steps away from the down-blocking guard, only to take a left turn and hit Warren as he was coming across the line. Just phenomenal job by B.J. Hill to get downfield like that and put some turn around your offensive guard.
Officially no gain, so third and five for the Steelers at the Cincinnati 34. Three receivers bunched tight left, one receiver split right. Calvin Austin in motion left to right. Wilson back to throw. He guns it over the middle. Incomplete, but a flag is thrown. Cam Taylor-Britt is celebrating with the seatbelt motion against Pat Freiermuth, but the flag is down at the 30-yard line.
Easy call. He turned around. Freiermuth was holding him. Bring him to the ground.
Pass interference. Defense, number 29. The ball is placed in front of the foul. Automatic. First down.
Now, Cam Taylor-Britt was a late addition to the injury report with an ankle, active starting tonight. And he had that pick six against the Steelers the first time around, the first meeting.
And Taylor-Britt just using both hands to open up Pat Freiermuth's arm, so Freiermuth kind of landed on his chest on that play. They're going to call that every time.
So first down for Pittsburgh at the Cincinnati 29. Ball on the left hash mark. Two tight ends, one receiver either way. Hand off to Najee Harris. Starts left, darts to the right. Harris lowers the shoulder at the 20. Outside the near hash marks, and a first down to the 19. Geno Stone on the wrong end of that hit from Harris. Gain of 11.
And Harris steps over Stone as he's getting up and kind of drags himself off the backside of Stone just to add insult to injury. This is Steeler football. They want to run the ball and take some shots when they can.
Windchill in single digits, it feels like a Najee Harris game.
It has to be. You have to run the football against a division foe.
First down at the Cincinnati 18. Give it to Harris again. Slicing off right tackle. A leap to the 15-yard line. Josh Newton cuts him down. Gain of three this time.
This is the year that every running back wants a hurdle. And there Najee Harris was going for it. Had his ankles lassoed. And that's quite the landing on his shoulder. But Harris getting up quick. And the run game now starting to click for Pittsburgh.
Not everybody is Saquon Barkley doing the reverse hurdle.
That was incredible. Might be the best football move we've ever seen.
Man, no kidding. Second and seven at the Bengals 15. Steelers driving to the end zone to our right. Wilson in the gun, three receivers split left. Hand off Harris, a stumble at the line of scrimmage. Then he shoots forward along the right hash marks to the 9-yard line. Jay Tufele on the tackle. It'll be third and a yard for Pittsburgh from the 9.
And you're absolutely in four-down territory right now if you're the Steelers. Mike Tomlin loves taking risks, but you love to get it here. Get a new set of downs inside the 10.
Third and a yard for Pittsburgh at the 9. 12 minutes to go until halftime. 10-0 Cincinnati. Wilson under center, and Wilson sneaks it. Wilson off the shoulder of his center. He needs the 8. That's the initial spot. Got a good push up front from Zach Frazier, the rookie center. Move the chains. It's first and goal.
Excellent use of the quick count on that. Russell Wilson got under center, and it was a split second afterwards they snapped the ball. Excellent use of cadence to create some space on defense for the sneak.
Now can Pittsburgh finish off in the red zone? They are second worst in the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage. 46%. Only the Giants are worse this season. This is the 11th play of the drive. First and goal at the 8. Pittsburgh trails 10-0 early second quarter. Wilson ducks in under. Harris the back. Two receivers stacked tight right, one receiver split left. That's Pickens. Wilson takes, spins, and gives to Harris. Sweeping right, cannot turn the corner as the Bengals build the fence to the boundary. Akeem Davis Gaither ushers him out at the 8-yard line, the line of scrimmage.
B.J. Hill, that defensive tackle for the Bengals, also getting penetration to stop the cutback, forcing Najee Harris wide around. This defensive line for the Bengals, they are playing to get in the playoffs.
Seven consecutive runs for the Steelers on this drive. Second and goal at the 8. Another run. Harris up the gut this time. Harris between the hash marks to the 6. So he picks up 2. And it's third and goal for the Steelers.
And we mentioned the red zone efficiency. The one big problem, too, has been Russell Wilson turnovers in the red zone. So it'll be interesting whether or not they call a run here or trust Russell Wilson that he made the corrections on film and give him the permission to pass.
Harris comes out. Warren is in. Third and goal for the Steelers. The 13th play of the drive. Line of scrimmage, the 6-yard line. Freiermuth motions out wide to the right. Washington, the giant tight end, split to the left against a corner. Wilson looks that way. Fade route for Washington. Incomplete, and a flag is thrown on the AFC logo in the end zone. Washington was matched up against Cam Taylor-Britt, who's giving up 8 inches in that matchup. Washington got the turf.
Interference, defense number 29. The foul occurred in the end zone. Placed at the 1-yard line. Automatic first down.
Darnell Washington must have taken some acting classes at Georgia, because he created that contact going inside to where the S on the Steelers is and breaking out late. I don't think that he would have been able to catch it anyways, but that kind of contact created shows a little bit of savvy there from the second-year player.
Player that Russell Wilson said is actually 315 pounds, not 264 as he is listed.
You put those pads and helmet on, it adds to the weight.
Goal line set. First and goal at the 1. Hand off to Harris. Out of the eye. Off left tackle. He's in. Standing up for the touchdown. Pittsburgh cashes in after the penalty. Steelers on the board. Here in the regular season finale, it's 10-6 Cincinnati. 9:54 mark of the second.
Phenomenal block by the left guard, Isaac Seumalo. He was fantastic pulling right to left, creating a hole. Najee Harris didn't even get touched as he went across the goal line. Right like you draw it up.
Chris Boswell, perfect on extra points this year. Heading to his second Pro Bowl. Got that honor a couple of days ago. Snap is down. The kick by Boswell is good. 9:54 to play until halftime here in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati 10, the Steelers 7. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. Boswell end-over-end kick, lands short in the cold here. Williams from the 5 between the hash marks. Angles left, 20, 25, slams on the brakes, breaks a tackle at the 30. Williams still going at the 40, and Williams is hugged out of bounds at around the 45 by Peyton Wilson. A 40-yard return for Isaiah Williams, the undrafted rookie. And what a return that was.
He showed some toughness, too. Took about 2 big hits and still spun out of them. That's the kind of lacrosse spin that we're starting to see a little more in football. And then continued to go downfield, kept his legs moving. Fantastic start for the Bengal offense.
So Cincinnati has it at their own 44, driving right to left. White jerseys, orange pants. Man in motion right to left is T. Higgins. Out of the pistol, handoff to Khalil Herbert. Flag thrown at the line of scrimmage near side as Herbert carries to the 48. Picks up 4, but let's check the marker at the line. John Hussey.
Encroachment on the defense. They always cheat in practice, Ted. They're always offside.
Offside. Defense number 56. That 5-yard penalty will be enforced from the previous spot. First down.
You nailed it.
Yep, Alex Highsmith trying to get every inch he can, but the referee's correctly calling him offsides. Really does affect the defensive ends for the rest of the game. They're always trying to press that inch so that they can get a jump on the count.
So first and 5 for the Bengals at their own 49, ball resting on the south end of the Steelers' midfield logo. Burrow with Herbert standing to his right in the shotgun. Chase split left, 3 receivers right. Burrow backpedals. Burrow rifles it over the middle off the hands of Andre Yosibosh at the 40-yard line and incomplete.
That's going to happen on a cold night like tonight. Yosibosh, a younger player in his second year, but you have to know that you're playing in the elements. You kind of interweave your thumbs when you're trying to catch the ball. A little different for receivers in colder games. He learned that lesson.
First incompletion tonight for Burrow. He started 12 for 12. Second and 5 at the 49. Cincinnati on its side of the 50. Herbert motions out to the right. Now doubles back left. 3 receivers bunched tight left. Gesicki, Yosibosh, and Higgins. Now Yosibosh in motion to the right. Burrow, quick throw left. Caught by Gesicki, past the 50, and wrestled down by Peyton Wilson near the 45-yard line. That moves the chains.
And Gesicki is just a weapon for these Bengals, and it's easy to forget about him. You're thinking Ja'Marr Chase. Where's T. Higgins? Oh, no. There's Mike Gesicki getting some money right there. crossing the line to gain.
Yeah, where's the next contract incentive, right?
I'll tell you what.
The next escalator.
Yep.
Earned $125,000 with his first catch tonight. First down at the Pittsburgh, 46, 10-7 Cincinnati, 8:40 clock rolling, second quarter. Chase motions to the right, handoff Herbert, bolting off left guard, and Herbert's inside the 45 to the 44. Pickup of two, Benton makes the tackle.
Now if you're the Bengals, you're starting to think about, okay, how do we want to manage this drive? You've had success early, but you do want to continue to reach this score. So are you throwing on second down versus running if you'd had a 10-point lead? But now it's just a 3-point lead. It's time to keep firing and go for that end zone.
Higgins wide right, Gesicki slot right, Yosivash slot left, now in motion to the right, Jamar Chase wide left. Burrow left foot slightly in front of his right, shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage. Second and 8 at the Steelers 44. Takes the snap, give it to Herbert, and Herbert struggles up the middle along the left hash marks to the 42-yard line. Another 2-yard pickup for Herbert. Alex Highsmith the tackle, it's 3rd and 6.
Excellent pursuit by Alex Highsmith. He was left alone on the line of scrimmage, and instead of going upfield thinking that he's free on Joe Burrow, he understands that they're letting him go for a reason, takes a sharp left turn, and ends up making this third and a little longer than the Bengals would like.
Steelers crowd making a little more noise now. Terrible towels are out again. Third and a long 5 just inside the 42 of Pittsburgh. Higgins and Gesicki split left. Yosivash and Chase split right. Burrow takes. Burrow rifles into the left flat. Caught by Herbert. Across the 40. Cut down. Inbounds. Near side at the 37-yard line. It's 4th down as Joey Porter Jr. makes the tackle. It's 4th and 1.
And the Bengals didn't even look to the sideline. They just got back to the huddle. So they must have known before if they weren't getting it, they were going for it on 4th down. This is division football in January. Let's go, Ted.
Bengals need to win to keep the playoff dream alive. Going for it on 4th and 1 at the 37 of Pittsburgh. Joe Burrow's breath visible from here on a cold night here in the Steel City. Taking on 4th down. Burrow, quick throw over the middle. Incomplete. Looking for Gesicki. Beanie Bishop had the coverage. And the Steelers force a turnover on downs.
Excellent job by the Steelers defense. And Gesicki just didn't have his head around. The ball kind of got tipped a little bit, so it made it incomplete. What a fantastic stand by the Steelers defense.
And a timeout here in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati 10, Pittsburgh 7, 6:33 remaining in the first half. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. First down for the Steelers at their own 38, left to right, after forcing the turnover on downs. Russell Wilson under center, turn and feed it to Jaylen Warren. Bending it off right tackle, Warren across the 40 at the numbers near side to the 41-yard line. Jordan Battle, the second-year safety, makes the stop.
And the Steelers sticking with the run that was so successful for them on the last drive, and they're getting back on the ball, Ted.
Yeah, 11 of their 13 plays on that touchdown drive a moment ago were runs. Here in the no huddle, Wilson out of the gun, give it to Warren again on 2nd and 6. And Warren crashes to the 45, give him 3 here. B.J. Hill makes the stop, and it's 3rd and 3.
And the Steelers are going up-tempo. I like that, Ted, because it just keeps the defense on the field, forces them to communicate and line up quickly.
3 receivers split left, 1 short side right. Wilson, right foot in front of his left, arms bent. He takes the snap against a 4-man rush. Fires to the near boundary, incomplete, broken up. He wanted Van Jefferson. Josh Newton, the 5th-round rookie, making the play for Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh has to punt.
Fantastic aggressiveness by Josh Newton, who got called earlier on the last drive for pass interference. Didn't stop him from throwing his right arm in and breaking up the pass. Excellent job by Josh Newton.
Newton, now your average rookie, 24 years old. Waitman drops the snap. The punter does get it away with the right foot, angling it near side, and the official walks it up. We'll see where it exited the playing field at the 14-yard line. Not a bad effort, all things considered. 41-yard punt by Waitman. Wow. Timeout. 5:32 to go until halftime. Bengals 10, Steelers 7. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. Cincinnati takes over, first down at their own 16. They move the ball a couple of yards up from that punt by Waitman. Burrow's in the gun. Herbert taking the place of the injured Chase Brown. Offset to his right. Burrow looks that way. Burrow has plenty of time. Sliding to his right. On the numbers at the 10. Burrow jump pass left. That is caught. Flagged down at the 20. Pass complete to the tight end Drew Sample. Tackled at the 24. But what's the call?
Might get even. We've got an ineligible offensive player downfield.
An eligible member of the offense downfield illegally, number 64. 5-yard penalty, first down.
And usually they allow linemen to be engaged across the line of scrimmage, but there, Ted Karras was blocking and getting engaged and tried to actually run back to the line of scrimmage. He knew he was in the no man's zone, wanted to get back. He didn't get back fast enough.
You only have that yard in front of you here in the NFL.
We can't run that fast either. We can't run that fast back. Ted Karras just proved it.
First and 15 for the Bengals at their own 11. Three receivers split right. Chase split left. Burrow takes against a four-man rush. Burrow, safety valve right, bobbled and caught by Herbert. Numbers at the 10 far side. Herbert to the 15. So back close to the original line of scrimmage. Gain of four. Cameron Sutton cut him down.
The most important thing after a penalty is to get positive yards. So that's why Joe Burrow quickly dumped it off to Herbert. He wanted to make sure they got at least something back to set up a better second down.
Kendall Milton just signed off the practice squad on Thursday, is now in at running back. The rookie undrafted free agent out of Georgia. Second and 11. Cincinnati at its own 15, right to left. Burrow remains in the shotgun. He takes. Burrow looks right, whistles it that way. Caught by Chase. Two-handed grab at the 20. And Chase backing his way to the 21, the 23. Corey Trice Jr. standing him up there.
Just a rifle from Joe Burrow. An absolute laser left to right to Ja'Marr Chase, who then attacked the ball and caught it with his hands. Young receivers listening, attack the ball when it's in the air. Don't give the defenders time to react and adjust and try and get an interception.
Reach out and grab that.
Phenomenal
right?
Detail that many receivers miss.
Third and three for the Bengals. 3:44 clock rolling here in the first half. Empty gun for Joe Burrow. Three receivers left, two to the right. From the 23, Burrow under duress. Burrow is slammed and dropped. Preston Smith with the sack. The former Packer, acquired in a trade this season, shutting the door. A loss of four, and the Bengals have to punt.
It was T.J. Watt on the right side, bringing the heat with an excellent jump that forced Joe Burrow to step up into the open arms of his teammate. What a fantastic team sack right there for the Steelers, and getting the ball back to the offense, who's starting to get in rhythm.
First punt of the night for undrafted rookie Ryan Rico. Product of BYU. Fifth in the NFL in net punting average. Sends it away. Calvin Austin retreats to the 25. Between the hashes. Turns the corner 30. Far side of the number. Lost the football. He is stripped. And a pile forms at the 33. Bengals say they have it. And they do.
Wow.
Austin fumbles it away. Cincinnati recovers here at the end of the first half.
Turnovers have been the Achilles heel of the Steelers, and just unacceptable turnover at this time. Calvin Austin's going to want this one back. The left hand of the defender and pursuit by the Bengals was ended up what made the difference there, knocking the ball loose. What a phenomenal play by the coverage team at a key moment in the game.
Shaka Hayward again with his cousins Cam and Connor on the other sideline forced the fumble. Akeem Davis Gaither recovered it for the Bengals.
He's not invited to Thanksgiving next year, Ted.
Not on the Christmas card list either anymore.
Nope.
First down Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh 33, and whistles blow the play dead. This is a false start.
Yeah, they're going to get Cody Ford at right tackle.
False start. Offense number 61. 5-yard penalty. First down.
You got it. Usually they give a tackle a little bit of space. The visiting tackle typically gets a little bit to jump. Think about Joe Long, some of those others. So the referee's playing it tight with the line of scrimmage. A defensive encroachment on Highsmith earlier, and already a little bit of a quick get-off, getting the penalty for the Bengals.
You know, Amarius Mims, the rookie, is active, playing with a broken hand, but we've seen nothing but Cody Ford, who usually starts at left guard. He's taken Mims' place tonight at right tackle.
And he's been terrified because he knows he's going against T.J. Watt.
First and 15 at the Pittsburgh 38. Burrow out of the gun. Burrow eludes to his left. Burrow throws against the grain, caught near the sideline by Yossi Bosch. At around the 35-yard line, so a short gain on the play in front of Joey Porter Jr.
And Joe Burrow threw Yossi Bosch open. I mean, there was no room there, but threw it again about a yard out of bounds so that Yossi Bosch could go get it.
They mark Yossi Bosch out at the 29, so second down and 6 after the 9-yard pickup. Herbert in it, running back. Lines up as a wing on the right. Three receivers split that way. Chase, the lone receiver, split left. On second and 6, approaching the 2-minute warning, Burrow doesn't have to take the snap, and he won't.
Ooh.
There was just a 1-second difference there. The play clock running down as well, but we have reached the 2-minute warning. Our score, the Bengals 10, the Steelers 7. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. Bengals must win to even have a chance of making the playoffs. Steelers are already in. It's about seeding at this point. Second and 6 for the Bengals at the Pittsburgh 29, driving right to left. Yossi Bosch in motion left to right. Burrow, quick hitter, left side, caught at the 30-yard line by Sample and taken down right there at the line of scrimmage by Patrick Queen.
And the Steelers take a timeout. And that's wise. I really thought that the Bengals would run the ball to force that timeout, but the way that Joe Burrow's throwing the ball, you know it's going to get caught.
A reminder that you can watch NFL Network and Westwood One announcers Rich Eisen and Kurt Warner Sundays at 9 a.m. Eastern on NFL Game Day Morning, only on NFL Network. And occasionally they'll dress up as characters from Gladiator. happened earlier this season.
All right. I like the silver jacket that Kurt Warner wears. It's so awesome.
That too.
And I just got to say, Kurt Warner's one of the best people in the entire NFL. He's really special to know and a heck of a broadcaster as well.
He's awesome. Third and 6 for the Bengals out of the Steelers timeout. Line of scrimmage, the Pittsburgh 29. Bengals started 3 of 3 on third down. They're 0 for their last 3. Sample the tight end on the right hip of Burrow in the gun. Two receivers right. Chase split left. 1:57 to go until half. Burrow takes. Blitz from Pittsburgh.
Ball's
Burrow.
Out.
Ball comes out. It is out at the 40-yard line.
Rolling on the field is a fumble. Recovered by the offense. Fourth down.
T.J. Watt forced the fumble, his NFL leading 7th of the year. It was recovered by Cody Ford of Cincinnati. Now 4th down, T.J. Watt wrecking the game again.
Well, he picked the perfect time to get his best jump of the night, and I talked about it earlier in the game. Joe Burrow's taking his hands out right before the ball comes.
Holding. Defense number 27. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic. First down.
And there was also a flag down in the secondary. Penalty against Corey Trice Jr.
Well, it could have been a penalty as well on the right tackle on Orlando Brown Jr. because he pulled T.J. Watt to the ground. But penalties have been a big bugaboo for these Steelers as well. Penalties and turnovers, two things you can't have in big games.
So forget about the strip sack by Watt. First down Bengals at the Steelers 24. Hand off Herbert. He chisels off left guard to the 21-yard line just outside the left hash marks. Met by Cameron Sutton. He picks up 3.
Right now, the Bengals just want to run the ball and try and wind this clock down. The Steelers are going to start with the ball on offense to start the third quarter, so they want to take away the 2-for-1 opportunity that the Steelers oh so desperately need right now.
Clock winding, 1:26 here in the first half. 10-7 Bengals. Cincinnati a 2nd and 7 at the Pittsburgh 21. Ball on the left hash mark. Gesicki slot right, Chase wide right, Higgins wide left. Burrow lifts his right leg. He's got the snap. Flag down. Whistles blow as Burrow throws the slant to Chase on the right. But this play doesn't count.
A little extracurricular going on in the backfield as well. Those words are not safe for radio, Ted.
Are they now? Get the call here from John Hussey.
False start. Offense number 75. 5-yard penalty, second down.
It's on the left tackle, Orlando Brown Jr., the four-time Pro Bowler.
And you move just a little bit. But it's hard as a tackle. You're kind of setting back, trying to give yourself some space. You're using your peripheral vision to look inside. And his guard actually picked up his helmet. I thought that's what made him think the center did. But he's a Super Bowl champion. He knows better than that.
Yeah, with the Chiefs a couple of years ago. So second and 12 now for the Bengals at the Pittsburgh 26. John Hussey assembling a couple of members of his crew.
He doesn't want the 10-second run. Correction. By rule, inside of 2 minutes with a running clock, a false start will create a 10-second runoff. Pittsburgh has declined the 10-second runoff.
Yeah, you're not going to beat Mike Tomlin in this situation. He wants to keep as much clock as he can manage right now because the Steelers do have two timeouts. And if they're able to keep at least one of them, you still got time to score with Russell Wilson as your quarterback.
And they don't even force Cincinnati to call a timeout in that situation. They want the time on the clock. 1:13 to go, second and 12 for the Bengals at the 26 of Pittsburgh. Somebody just turned up the volume knob here at Acrisure Stadium. 10-7, Cincinnati leads. Burrow throws short, right side. Bobbled, was that intercepted? Off the hands of Chase. Do the Steelers have it? They do!
Wow!
A tip drill pick! Beanie Bishop comes up with it for Pittsburgh. Chase could not secure it. Bishop comes up with it off the ricochet. His fourth interception of his rookie season.
Made possible by Patrick Queen following the eyes of Joe Burrow right into the football. And it looks like it bounced off of his right shoulder as he was on the ground for the interception for his teammate. Unbelievable sequence of events.
And a timeout with 1:08 to play here in the first half. After Joe Burrow's ninth interception of the year, they've been rare as of late. The Steelers take over, down 10-7. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. First down, Pittsburgh at their own 17, late first half. Wilson's pass right side tipped high in the air and almost intercepted. Mike Hilton with the tip. Geno Stone almost with his fifth pick of the year as Cincinnati was that close to taking it right back.
And the Steelers are back on the ball. They need business here.
1:06 to play first half, 10-7 Bengals. Second and 10, Wilson throws right side in stride. Pat Freiermuth, in case you can't tell, the chance of Muth echoing here at Acrisure Stadium. Pratt the tackle after a gain of 11 to the 28.
And a perfect throw by Russell Wilson, an excellent job by Freiermuth getting out of bounds to preserve those two timeouts.
1:01 to play, Wilson takes on first down. Wilson sidesteps to his left, rolling now against Hendrickson and throws it away. Pickens the closest receiver at the 40-yard line. Yeah, the Steelers, remember, have the ball to start the second half. They're down 10-7. Like you said, Ryan, two timeouts remaining here.
Yeah, that's a huge two-for-one opportunity gifted to them by Bishop and the defense. But how about Trey Hendrickson forcing Russell Wilson to throw the ball out of bounds because the defensive end's going to catch him?
Wilson, 3 of 6 passing for just 36 yards. Wilson fires right. Again, it's Freiermuth with a little bit of space. Cincinnati gives it to him, and he steps out of bounds again. Right at the line to gain, Josh Newton makes the tackle at the 38.
And Freiermuth wanted to reach out on that play because he's about 7 inches short of a... Well, they're going to call it a first down, actually. All right.
They do move the chains after all.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a little short.
Yep, inside of 2 minutes. Of course, all replays initiated.
After review, the runner was short of the line to gain by 1.5 yards. We will place the ball there, and it will be second down.
Yeah. Well,
Ryan, you're right up there with replay assist.
I tell you what, this vision is 20/20, my brother. But, I mean, that's the thing with Pat Freiermuth. He's an excellent tight end. He just doesn't do the little things you need your tight end to do. I mean, we're talking about just not even like crocodile arms, putting him out real quick, get that first down, bring it back. Because now you're in a tough situation if you're the Steelers. You've got to convert here. Do you call the run to get the first down, take a timeout? Do you call a pass and risk the incompletion? You're putting your offensive coordinator now on a grinder.
49 seconds remaining. Steelers with two timeouts. It's second and less than a yard at the 37-yard line. Wilson alone in the shotgun. Three receivers split left, two to the right. Wilson under center now, and he sneaks it across for the first down. to the 38-yard line, and Pittsburgh has to call a timeout here. They do.
And that's the tough part. You know, everything works together. Oh, hold on.
Pittsburgh. This will be a 30-second timeout.
And I was shocked they took the timeout, because usually you run the sneak like that, Ted. If you just want to keep your wide receivers at the line of scrimmage, you can get back up on the ball. You only take about 10 seconds. You can keep those two timeouts. But that, again, goes back to Freiermuth not reaching out that extra 6 inches to get the first down.
Tune in to watch all the excitement of the NFL tomorrow on CBS and Fox. Check your local listings for games and times in your area. Catch the NFL on CBS and Fox. 10-7, Bengals over the Steelers. 47 seconds remaining until halftime. And a first down for Pittsburgh at their own 38. One timeout left now, and we'll see how aggressive they get.
When if you're the Bengals defense, you're saying, guys, let's get a stop here. Let's stop their momentum. Go back to halftime, get warmed up, and then come back outside. I do want to point out, Ted, as I look across at the Bengals, every position group but the offensive linemen have jackets on.
Yeah, what does that say
about that?
Toughness isn't just in pounds and strength, but it does show itself from time to time.
This play is under review now. The Wilson sneak for what is called a first down on the field. Maybe.
After review, the quarterback was touched short of the line to gain. It was fourth down. Pittsburgh has elected to keep their timeout.
Yeah, because they called it. Remember, before, the replay was initiated there.
Yep. Russell Wilson just needed to turn his legs a little bit more. The big concern for quarterbacks is a fumble in that situation, but you've got to get, that's twice now, back-to-back plays you had your offensive player missed the opportunity to get a first down. And Russell Wilson looks like he just tripped on his left guard trying to get that extra 6 inches.
So fourth and a yard for Pittsburgh.
There's a defender for the Bengals in a jacket on the field. Never seen it before, Ted. You are showing weakness to your opponents if you're sitting back there
with
the trainer giving you a jacket. Come on, get off the field.
He should have come out in warm-ups with no shirt on.
I mean,
show off his toughness.
I mean, he's holding on to. I can't wait to find out who this defender is. Everyone else on the field does not have a jacket, but this defender's too cold.
I've never seen this before. Now the jacket is off, and it's the leading tackler for the Bengals, Jermaine Pratt.
All right, he gets a pass. And only, I don't want to get tackled up here in the booth. He gets a pass, but I'm with you, Ted. I've never seen it. To me, that's a sign of weakness.
Should he go jacket on?
I mean, maybe he can play with
the play.
And he's got no sleeves. That's the funny thing. At least get some sleeves. You can be doing that.
Jermaine Pratt instead is going jacket off here on fourth and a yard. 49 seconds to play. And what's the hold up now?
Well, they got a situation because if they blow the whistle, the clock starts running. So I'm sure they're trying to figure that out.
And remember, Hussey also said that the Steelers were getting one of their timeouts back here.
Yeah, it could be, because they're not putting that second one back on.
Pittsburgh has elected to not use their timeout. We're checking with Cincinnati.
For what?
Cincinnati has elected to take a timeout. Therefore, there is no 10-second runoff.
Jermaine Pratt just looked to the sideline for the jacket again.
Yeah, right, again, inside of 2 minutes, penalties, instant replays, those can trigger 10-second runoffs. Nobody wants 10-second runoffs here. They want time on the clock. Fourth and a yard from the 37. Pittsburgh left to right. Wilson under center. The Bengals crowd the line. Wilson taps his helmet with both hands. Wilson turns, hands. Warren off left guard. Hit right at the line. Did he get enough? Jermaine Pratt there to greet him. The Bengals are acting as if they have stopped Pittsburgh. And it looks like it's a first down.
I don't know what's happening on the field. The Steelers should be able to get on the ball unless the Bengals call the timeout. Yeah, the crowd is echoing the sentiments. No one understands what's happening right now.
So a first down for the Steelers, now at their own 38. And the clock is stopped here with 41 seconds.
After review, the runner was short of the line to gain. First down,
wow.
Cincinnati.
Boy, they moved the chains and everything, and thanks to replay assist here, the Bengals hold defensively, and Cincinnati takes over at the Pittsburgh 37 with 48 seconds to go.
Incredible play by Cam Taylor-Britt. Getting across and down the line of scrimmage. He was the backside defender left alone, but with his effort made the tackle on Warren. What a fantastic play by Taylor Britt.
So the Bengals with an opportunity here. Two timeouts in the back pocket, 48 seconds. Up 10-7, first down at the Steelers 37. From the right hash mark, Higgins and Yossi Vosh split left, Chase split right. Burrow has the snap. Burrow fires the slant low for Chase at the 30. He makes the grab down to the 31 in front of Corey Trice Jr. It's a gain of 6 and a timeout called by the Bengals with 40 seconds.
Phenomenal throw by Joe Burrow, putting it about 3 inches off the ground for Chase to go and get it. And now in hindsight, if you're the Steelers, you're thinking we should have punted the ball.
Right?
Just about 10 yards has changed in position since the last time the Bengals got the ball.
And so Cincinnati with one timeout left. A 10-7 lead, looking for more here. Chase lines up wide to the right. Higgins tight left. Herbert the back. On the left side of Burrow in the shotgun. Second and 4. At the 31 of Pittsburgh, driving to the end zone to our left. Burrow collects. Burrow dumps it left, caught by Sample. He's got room. Sample lowers the shoulder inside the 30. First down across the 28. Queen and Wilson there to hit him. 30 seconds to go, and the clock stops here.
Patrick Queen saw the light after that hit.
And final charge timeout, Cincinnati.
I mean, just a monster hit. Now for Cincinnati, you have time for 3 plays. And you got just the right personnel. His name is Jamar Chase. Drew Sample caught the ball in the left hash and just trucked Patrick Queen. Oofta, as they say in Minnesota.
You know all about that.
Tell you what.
Sample, a big man at 260 pounds, the blocking tight end, can also hit people with the ball in his hands. So first down for Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh 27. 10-7, the Bengals lead it. They've got to win to have any hope of the playoffs. Burrow lifts his right leg. He's got the snap. It gets to 4-man rush. He lobs it left side for Higgins. Leaping grab at the 10. Higgins skies for it using his 6'4 frame. Out of bounds at the 9 in front of Elliott and Porter.
Higgins caught that ball 11 feet in the air. Arms and legs outstretched for every inch that he needed to make that catch. What a heck of a throw, too, by Joe Burrow. Right in the window, over the linebacker, under the safety to where only his receiver can catch it.
Wow. Gain of 18 and a first and goal for Cincinnati. 27 seconds left. Bengals out of timeouts. Chase motions left to right. 3 receivers that way. Bengal takes Burrow, dumps it off left, and it's dropped by Khalil Herbert. Incomplete with 23 seconds to go.
T.J. Watt with the pressure on the right side, forcing Joe Burrow to get that ball off. T.J. Watt is just inching closer and closer to a sack.
Now, Watt had the strip sack that was negated by that holding penalty in the secondary earlier. Second and goal from the 9. And the left hash mark. Bengals driving to the north end zone to our left. Herbert on his left hip. 2 receivers right, 2 split left. Burrow left foot slightly in front of his right. Snap is back. Burrow fires. It is batted down at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. Looked like Keanu Benton, the nose tackle, got his hands up.
The second batted pass earlier by Cam Hayward. Now this defensive line, they teach them, if you're not going to get to the quarterback, get your hands up when he starts his windup. Perfect execution by the defense there.
And Ryan, you're right. It was Hayward that time as well. So third and goal at the 9 for Cincinnati.
Those veteran defensive tackles know how to get into the throwing lanes.
Higgins lined up against Porter on the left. Chase split wide to the right. Third and goal from the 9, 21 seconds. Burrow lofts it. Back right corner of the end zone. Incomplete. Trice defending. Chase could not reel it in. It's fourth and goal, and the field goal unit comes on.
Joe Burrow throwing the same kind of ball that he threw to T. Higgins to get down inside the 10, really high, but Ja'Marr Chase had to adjust in air for it, lost a little height, couldn't come down with it.
So with 18 seconds to play, a chip shot in the cold from 27 yards for Cade York. Flags atop the uprights, moving just a bit. Gusts coming from the west at 23 miles per hour. To add to the Bengals' lead, snap, placement, the kick by Cade York is through. His second field goal tonight, and the Bengals lead it 13-7 with 16 seconds to go in the half. And with that field goal, Barbasol will make another donation to Kurt and Brenda Warner's Treasure House, a living community for adults with disabilities. Barbasol Shaving Cream, delivering a quality shave at an honest value for over 100 years. So the game got a little psycho there here after the two-minute warning, right? The turnovers back and forth, turnover on downs, stoppages, replays, but the Bengals do come up with points, and they now lead by 6.
And if you're the Steelers, you have enough time here to get into field goal range. So it'll be interesting to see how the Steelers execute their first couple plays. They got 2 timeouts, so they have enough time to kind of get into that field goal range for Chris Boswell. And for the Bengals, that's a painful 3 points. You feel like you were robbed of a touchdown, but excellent effort by your defense getting the ball back to you.
Cordarrell Patterson and Jaylen Warren await the kick from York. Patterson with an NFL record 9 kick returns for touchdowns in his career. Last one came 2 years ago when he was with the Falcons.
This might be a time where you do the reverse return.
York sends it away, end over end, and his best kickoff of the night. Sails over the head of Patterson and through the back of the end zone.
If I'm the Steelers here, I'm dialing up 2 passes, and I'm giving both plays to my players in the huddle in case it's a short pass and get back on the line of scrimmage. But you're going to use this timeout as quickly as possible if you're the Steelers after this first play to try and preserve an option for the field goal.
Yeah, 2 timeouts available for Pittsburgh, and the Steelers will have the ball to start the second half. 13-7, the Bengals lead it. 16 seconds to go in the first half. Wilson's in the shotgun, Warren to his left, 2 receivers split right, 1 left. Wilson takes, 4-man rush, Wilson steps up, Wilson is smashed! A sack back at the 20-yard line, a loss of 10, Joseph Osai now with 5.5 sacks on the year, and that brings us to the end of the first half.
What a terrible way to end it if you're the Steelers. And if you're the Bengals, you couldn't have more confidence in your defense and offense right now.
A 13-7 Bengals lead over Pittsburgh as Cincinnati tries to stay in the AFC playoff hunt. Steelers ball to start the third quarter. Cade York ready to kick away for Cincinnati. Right to left, south to north. Patterson and Warren back deep for Pittsburgh.
This is a prove-it drive for Pittsburgh. They got to prove to themselves first that they have the capability to win in the playoffs by getting a score here.
York swings the leg end over end to kick. It sails through the cold air and through the back of the end zone. Pittsburgh will have it from the 30. I mean, Russell Wilson, like we said, just didn't put it in the air all that much. Steelers had some 3 and outs in that first half, so just the 8 attempts for Wilson, 45 yards after he threw for over 400 in the win over Cincinnati 30-plus days ago.
And it's been conservative play calling all game long for the Steelers. It's time to open up the playbook and make some plays.
Now for Pittsburgh, it is about playoff seeding at this point. They know they're in. Who will they play next week? Wilson under center, first down from the 30, ball on the left hash. Harris is the lone setback. Long count, Freiermuth in motion right to left. Toss to Harris, hit in the backfield, and spun down by Jermaine Pratt. Wow, big loss on the play. Back to the 26.
And Jermaine Pratt read it the whole way and made a risky move. Went underneath 3 blockers, but because he did so, ended up making the tackle on Najee Harris. It's warm right now, Ted. He doesn't need his jacket on that
one. I was just about to say, the one that you were clowning on in the first half for wearing a jacket on the field for a second.
Somebody told him about it at halftime.
Second and 14 at the 26. Wilson ducks in under again. Harris remains the back. Two receivers tight right, including Pickens. Wilson, a deep drop. Wilson eyes downfield, dumps it to Harris. That was a fruitful play the first time around against Cincinnati. I haven't seen it much tonight. Harris across the 30 to the 32, stopped by Davis Gaither, and it's third down.
And Russell Wilson had George Pickens wide open about 10 yards beyond Harris there, so I'm not sure what Russell was looking at. That shows up time to time in film. Russell's always going to make the safe play, but you need him right now to make the big play.
Yeah, Pickens, just one catch, 0 yards so far.
Unacceptable if you're the Steelers.
No doubt. He's lined up wide left, third and eight. Steelers at their own 32. Wilson collects. Wilson lobs it right side, and Calvin Austin laying out, could not make the catch near the sticks at the 40. Incomplete. And the Steelers punt.
And a perfect start to the second half if you're the Bengals defense. Huge tackle for loss and forcing short gain and then an incompletion. And if you're the Steelers, everything you just talked about at halftime didn't work. So something else has to happen, and that's a tough spot to be.
Snap back to Corliss Wheatman. Puts his foot into it. Spiraling kick. Isaiah Williams underneath it at the 20. Left hash marks. Angles left 30. And Williams drives across the 35-yard line. Then Skoranek the tackle. A 49-yard punt and a 17-yard return. Timeout. 13:24 to play third quarter. The Bengals 13. The Steelers 7. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. 13:24 remaining third quarter. Bengals 13, Steelers 7. Cincinnati take over at their own 36, right to left. White jerseys, black numbers, orange pants. Joe Burrow sizing up the defense in the shotgun. He's got Khalil Herbert offset to his left. Burrow play fake and a deep drop. Burrow steps up and rifles left side. That is caught. T. Higgins with a first down in Pittsburgh territory at the 49, working on Joey Porter Jr. It's a gain of 15.
And that play is indicative of how different both of these offenses are. Steelers came out with a short run. They got stuffed and didn't really know what to do. What do the Bengals do? They come out, even with the lead with the play-action pass, to let the defense know they're coming for the end zone.
First down at the Steelers 49. Ball in the left hash mark. Burrow in the gun. Give it to Khalil Herbert. And Herbert rams off right guard to the 46-yard line. Pickup of three, Hayward and Roberts on the tackle.
And that was a quarterback option, and Joe Burrow not known to pull and keep it, but that was there. So they get into a tight situation. That could be a play the Bengals go back to.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to confuse him with any of the dual threats. Lamar Jackson earlier today in Baltimore, but he seems to be more mobile this year.
No, he's healthier than he's been in the last couple seasons, and he's shown it in every way.
Second and seven at the Pittsburgh 46. Herbert motions now almost right behind the center. Burrow's in the shotgun. Snap does come back to Burrow. He fires left side, caught by Gesicki, lowers the shoulder into Porter across the 40, and Gesicki out at the 37-yard line. Move the chains.
An excellent route by Gesicki to get open, but I want to talk about what you mentioned before the snap. Herbert's been kind of going up behind the line of scrimmage. Now what offenses are doing, when the defense shows two A-gap blitzers, they're not setting the running back there to wait for that linebacker to get a running head start. They want to have that happen early and at the line of scrimmage to give a better picture to the quarterback.
Yeah, Herbert was lined up just to the left of the center, Ted Karras, there. Herbert standing alongside Burrow in the gun this time. First down at the 38 of Pittsburgh. Burrow takes. Burrow fires the slant right side. Caught by Chase. Defender gambled and missed. That was Patrick Queen diving for the pick. Chase up to the 31-yard line for a gain of 7. Tackled by Trice.
You mentioned that Patrick Queen thought he had a pick 6. But that's the difference. Jamar Chase will adjust while the ball is in the air. One of the many things that makes him one of the best receivers in the NFL.
Now Chase had the touchdown on the opening drive, 17 on the year, to tie the franchise record held by Carl Pickens, who had 17 in the 1995 season. Second and three, the Bengals at the Steelers 31. Out of the gun, give it to Herbert. He swerves behind his center, Karras. Herbert inside the 30. Close to the line to gain. Should have the first down of the 28-yard line. Queen and Wilson on the stop.
Good job by the offensive line making it a rugby scrum at the end. I don't think he was there at first, but that offensive line, you get some beef pushing behind you, you can get a first down.
13-7, the Bengals lead Pittsburgh. Tell you what, the crowd has thinned out just a little bit. Night with freezing temperatures, the snow falling. Not exactly sticking on the field, more flurries than anything. 10-14, clock winding third quarter. Burrow, quick throw to the left, caught by Chase, turns the corner near sideline at the 20 and knocked down at the 19 by Sutton and Trice. Bengals clicking it down the field now. That goes for 9.
And Chase there, just a nightmare. He actually had an in-cutting route but saw the defender inside in the zone. So what's he do? He widens it to the sideline. That's not designed that way. That's Jamar Chase playing football, making an open picture for Joe Burrow.
Chase slot right, Higgins wide right, two tight ends left side of the line. Burrow in the gun, Herbert to his left on second and one from the 19. Handoff to Herbert, and Herbert pounds his way past the 15, a first down to the 13-yard line. Deshaun Elliott on the tackle.
And the Bengals playing big boy ball right now. They're running the ball, they're throwing it for 7, running for 3. They're just turning down the field, wearing out this Steelers defense. They've been on the field more than the Steelers offense, that's for sure. But it's something where now, if you're the Steelers defense, you are reeling. You are gassed. The Bengals have run 44 plays to Pittsburgh's 29.
Wow. First down Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh 13, driving right to left, trying to add to their 13-7 lead. Yossi Vosh in motion left to right. Burrow in the gun. Blitz comes. He gets rid of it quickly. Left side caught by Sample, and he's taken down immediately in the flat by Corey Trice Jr. Maybe a gain of 1 there. Give him 2 to the 11.
And give a heroic effort for Khalil Herbert, who stayed back by Joe Burrow, and now everybody understands why they put that running back up there, because he got absolutely destroyed right into the feet of Joe Burrow as he threw.
So 2nd and 8 at the Pittsburgh 11. Chase slot right, Yossi Vosh wide right, Higgins lines up tight left. Gesicki goes in motion to the slot on the right. Herbert the back on the left hip of Burrow. Burrow has the snap. Burrow throws into the left flat, caught by Herbert. Stiff arm, 5-yard line, near side. Where did he step out? Right there at the 5 as Peyton Wilson was chasing him. And it's 3rd down and 2 for the Bengals.
Herbert almost got into the end zone, got pulled a little bit, and was doing a tightrope walk and ended up stepping out of bounds. He might have stepped out a little more behind where they marked him. Not sure the Steelers would waste a challenge here at this point.
So a 6-yard pickup. It's 3rd and 2 at the 5. 10th play of the drive for Cincinnati. Their first of the second half after the Pittsburgh 3-and-out. Burrow in the gun. Two receivers right, including Chase. Two to the left. Higgins in the slot. Burrow claps his hands. Play clock at 3. He's got the snap. Burrow sidesteps to his left. Burrow is crushed. He avoided the first man. He could not avoid Nick Herbig and Cameron Hayward. Dropped back near the 20.
He's hurt.
And Burrow remains on his back.
It's surprising, too, that there was no penalty called, because both defenders landed on Joe Burrow. That specifically is something the NFL is trying to get rid of. So kind of got away with one there. Nick Herbig landed his whole body on Joe Burrow.
And Burrow is in serious pain. We're getting a look on our monitor, the wincing on Joe Burrow's face.
He's got
grass left on his face mask and helmet after being driven down by Hayward and Herbig. 295 pounds goes Hayward, Herbig at 240. And man, you're right, I am surprised they didn't throw the flag there.
Both of them landed. Both of them landed on.
We'll step aside as Burrow receives medical attention. 7:21 mark, third quarter. Bengals 13, Steelers 7. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. 13-7, Bengals lead the Steelers, 7:21 to go, third quarter. Joe Burrow did get up, jogged off the field into the blue medical tent. Hopefully for the Bengals, Ryan, he just got the wind knocked out of
him. Yeah, it looks like that's what happened, and they're putting him in the tent for a little bit of chicanery, right? You're going against a division foe. Oh, yeah, he's so injured, and then he's going to come out and throw some more passes. So a little gamesmanship afterwards, but again, surprised they didn't throw the penalty. Two defenders landed on Joe Burrow, typically a penalty.
35-yard attempt for Cade York on 4th and 14. He nailed two in the first half. Snap, the hold, the kick on the way. It's all good. Cade York connects again, and the Bengals lead the Steelers 16-7 with 6:56 to play in the third quarter. Cade York, the approach and the kick, end over end. And it lands between the tees in Pittsburgh in the end zone. Steelers will start from the 30. The 2025 NFL playoffs are almost here, and it starts with Wild Card Weekend, powered by Verizon. Don't miss a full weekend of games Saturday through Monday. Visit watch.nfl.com for the full schedule. As for the Steelers, if they come back to win here tonight, they will have the 5 seed and will head to the AFC South Division champion Houston in the wild card round.
And they need a touchdown here more than ever.
First down from the 30, Wilson under center. Wilson turns and feeds it to Jaylen Warren. He slants off left guard, and Warren with a nice run across the 35 along the left hash marks to the 39-yard line. Pickup of 9.
There, Warren perfectly reading the linebackers who are over to the right. So what's he do? He puts his right foot in the ground, cuts it back, finds the seam, gets the big game.
And Warren's fresh off his best game of the year at 112 yards from scrimmage against the Chiefs. That burst his back after a slow start. Had that knee injury to open the season.
Yeah, knees will slow you down if you're a running back.
Second and one at the 39. Harris takes Warren's place now. Wilson under center. Three tight ends in the game. Long count. Play clock at 4. Down to 3. Down to 2. Wilson gives to Harris. Right into the teeth of the Bengals defense. And a first down across the 40-yard line to the 42. McKinley Jackson on the stop.
And excellent that the Steelers are calling back-to-back runs. That's where they had their most successful drive in the game, is running the ball repeatedly using different formations, different backs, and different types of philosophies running the ball. And there, using the tight end to block back, really stopping the defense to try and figure out what's happening for a second, creating a crease.
First down at the 42, 16-7, the Bengals lead the Steelers. 5:36 clock rolling. Out of the eye, toss to Harris. Starts right, cuts to the left, and Harris hit near the line of scrimmage by Akeem Davis Gaither. Picks up a couple, in fact, to the 44, and the boos start to rain down here in Pittsburgh.
I'm not sure what they're booing about on a pitch play. Maybe that they're running it. They want to see some deep passes. I don't know, but that game's not working either, especially with Trey Henderson having a night so far already.
They want to see some moon balls.
They want to see some
Russell
moon balls.
Wilson.
They come once in a while now for us.
Second and 8 at the 44. Jefferson slot left. Pickens wide left. Two tight ends in the game on the right side of the line. Wilson, another long count, straight drop. Wilson slides to his left and throws it away. Pickens, the closest receiver, and now the boos grow louder.
And Najee Harris throwing his arms up in frustration because he picked up the blitz that Russell thought was a free rusher. Russell running to his left, just deciding to throw it out of bounds, but he had time. And Russell getting a little happy feet.
Man down for the Bengals defense, whose safety, Jordan Battle, he is on his right knee as trainers come out, now to his feet, but in some pain, doubled over and now upright.
And one of the things now, if you're the Steelers, you got to start threatening all areas of the field. For the fifth time tonight, 3 route runners on one side of the hash between the sideline. You cannot threaten a defense like that because you bring other defenders who have no one to cover over to that side. So the Steelers making it harder for themselves in the passing game with the plays they're calling.
So Battle helped off the field. And remembering in the first meeting, it's a shootout. Wilson throws for 400-plus. And yeah, in the cold weather, we weren't expecting a fireworks show. But Russell Wilson is 5 of 11 for 51 yards.
And you have to have far more attempts and far better numbers there if you want to win this game.
16-7, the Bengals lead it in a must-win game for Cincinnati. 4:49 remaining, third quarter. Warren the back on the right hip of Wilson. Freiermuth the tight end in a slot on the left. 2 receivers lined up that way as well. Pickens, short side right. On 3rd down and 8 from the 44. Wilson has it. 4-man rush. Here's a moon ball. Lobbing it right side for Pickens. Oh, it's it's broken up at the last moment by DJ Ivy, the seventh round pick from a year ago out of Miami, keeping with Pickens step for step at the 30, and it's incomplete.
And Pickens should have had that ball in his hands. In his hands it was, but that's the difference between the detail. You're not allowed to just catch it casually. You have to catch it with your hands, protect it from the defender. Coach Tomlin calls those combat catches, but there the Bengals wanted it more than Pickens.
Snap to Waitman. The punter sends it away, end over end, lands in front of Isaiah Williams at the 15, takes a Steelers bounce inside the 10, and curls out across the near sideline at the 5. A 51-yard punt by Waitman. Beautifully done. Timeout. 4:33 to go in the third quarter. The Bengals on top of the Steelers, 16-7. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. The punt by Waitman actually hit one of the Pittsburgh gunners, so it's marked down at the 13-yard line, and Joe Burrow is back on the field for Cincinnati after he got drilled by Hayward and Herbig to end the last drive. Bengals lead 16-7. 4:33 mark third quarter. On first down, give it to Herbert out of the shotgun. Herbert swerving, 20-yard line, cuts it back left, stopped by Montrevious Adams Sr. It's a gain of 7 on first down.
And this is where the Bengals need to live. Continue to call Herbert's number. You want to wind this drive into the fourth quarter and end it with a touchdown.
Herbert, the former Bear, again, no Chase Brown tonight with the high ankle sprain. Herbert had 3 100-yard games with Chicago last year, playing with Justin Fields, who is now a Steeler. Second and 3 at the 20. Herbert to the left of Burrow in the shotgun. Feed Herbert again off left tackle. He streams ahead for the first down across the 25 to the 27. Sutton and Highsmith make the tackle.
Fantastic hold by the left side of the offensive line. The play was designed to the right, but the left tackle, Orlando Brown Jr., kept a wide hand that forced that open hole. Herbert saw it right away, took it for the first down.
Now, at the 27, Bengals in their own territory, moving right to left, south to north. Jamar Chase split tight right. Burrow's in the gun. Herbert to his right. Give it to Herbert. Bolting off left tackle. Hit at the line and twisted down by Alex Highsmith. A gain of a yard to the 28.
Now the Steelers sold out for the run there. Typically on first downs, after you get that big rushing first down, you want to take a play-action pass. The defense is thinking, we're not letting them run it again. So that's an interesting play call decision by the Bengals.
Herbert tonight, 15 carries, 54 yards. Gesicki slot right, Chase wide to the right. No T. Higgins on the field here. Yossi Bosch split left. Burrow on second and 9. Burrow takes. He steps up. He dumps it to Drew Sample, leaking out. Sample between the numbers and the hash marks of the 35. Stopped at the 36, yards short of the line to gain. Minkah Fitzpatrick made the tackle.
It's so hard for a defense to keep track of all the pass catchers, right? You got if you're facing the Bengals. Drew Sample's having himself a night, and he's probably the fifth best pass catcher on this team.
Yeah, Sample, 3 grabs now for 6 yards. Third and a yard at the 36. Two receivers right, 2 tight ends in the game. Sample on the line on the left, Gesicki at the right. Burrow in the gun, hand to Herbert. Herbert plows ahead, off right guard for the first down. To the 39-yard line, it's a gain of 3.
Phenomenal operation by the Bengals. They're finding the pass for the gain, and then they're rushing the ball to keep the clock going. And now you've got that chance to, no matter what, whether you have to punt this or not, the Steelers aren't getting the ball again until the fourth quarter.
1:45, clock melting away here in the third. 16-7, Cincinnati on top. Bengals have to win to keep their faint playoff hopes alive. Again, Higgins remains off the field here. Pretty interesting. Isaiah Williams is out there, the return man in the slot on the left. Burrow on first down from the 39, airs it out right side for Chase, running the deep out. He's got it in Pittsburgh territory. He steps out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Big gain, Burrow to Chase, 15 yards.
And Joe Burrow threw that ball before Chase got out of the break at the numbers. I mean, that ball had to be about a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Chase runs right underneath it before it goes out of bounds. What a throw and catch.
8 straight completions for Burrow. Now, remember, he started the game completing his first 12. 16-7, Cincinnati on top, final minute, third quarter. First down at the Steelers, 46. From the right hash mark, white jerseys, orange pants for the Bengals. Burrow gives it to Herbert, stood up initially. He spins past Keanu Benton and down to the 41-yard line. A gain of five, tackled by Trice.
Mike Gesicki jogging off, limping a little bit. Something to keep notice of moving forward. And the Bengals stay on schedule. The Steelers, though, to their credit, they've been on the field for almost 20 more minutes than their offense.
Yeah. Tanner Hudson, Ryan, takes the place of Gesicki. He's lined up as a slot on the left. Again, no T. Higgins yet on this drive. Yossi Vosh and Chase the wideouts. Chase split left. Yossi Vosh, short side right. 7 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The play clock, I believe, is just ahead of the game clock. It's not going to matter. That's the end of the third quarter. They were almost simultaneous clicking down, and we have reached the end of three. The Bengals lead the Steelers 16-7 in a must-win game here in the regular season finale. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. Second and five for Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh 41. Joe Burrow's in the shotgun. Burrow lobs it left side for Ja'Marr Chase. Back shoulder throw, and he plucks it in front of Corey Trice Jr.
Wow.
A first down to the 22 of the Steelers and a gain of 19. He is the best receiver in the league.
Corey Trice Jr. could not have defended better against Ja'Marr Chase, and Ja'Marr Chase with a pirouette and a leap at the end to catch the ball.
First down at the 22, Burrow in the gun, hand to Herbert. He crashes along the left hash marks to the 20-yard line, stopped by Preston Smith. By the way, two injuries for the Bengals offense. T. Higgins, who has not been out there on this drive, questionable to return with a left ankle injury. And Cody Ford, who's been playing right tackle, questionable with a chest injury. So Amarius Mims, the rookie, who has a broken hand but active, is out there now.
And I like Mims and what he did in Georgia, but playing with a broken hand. I mean, I know linemen are the toughest players on the field, Ted, but that's something. Playing with a broken hand is a tackle.
He's got that hand heavily wrapped. Second and seven at the 19. Chase split wide to the left against Joey Porter Jr. Play clock running down. Timeout. So a timeout for the Bengals. 13:56 to go. Second and seven for the Bengals at the Pittsburgh 19, driving left to right toward the south end zone. Herbert shifts to the left of Burrow in the shotgun. He lifts his right leg. Burrow does. He's got the snap. Queen on a blitz. Send it to the left flat. Herbert is smacked by Deshaun Elliott at the line of, make it the 21. Oh, he lost a couple of yards there, and it's third and nine.
Deshaun Elliott with a huge tackle right there, because if Herbert's able to get around him, that's a first down, if not a touchdown. So an excellent one-on-one tackle by Deshaun Elliott.
Man, Elliott's such a physical presence. A free agent pickup, former Raven, last year spent with the Dolphins. Third and nine now for the Bengals at the Pittsburgh 21. Burrow swivels his head, barks the signals, claps his hands, play clock at three. He's got the snap in the shotgun, blitz up the middle. Burrow slides, a little shovel pass to Tanner Hudson at the 15 along the left hash marks. At the 10, he's got the first down. Creativity from Joe Burrow under duress, a gain of 11 yards and a first down.
The Steelers brought the house, and Joe Burrow with two hands on the football hops forward and gives a little flick to Hudson. What excellent use and knowledge of the pocket by Joe Burrow. Unbelievable.
Man, how many plays has he made like that during this win streak for the Bengals to close the year? First and goal at the 10. Three receivers split wide to the right. Herbert remains the back. Give it to Herbert. Off left tackle. Met at the line. He drags Alex Highsmith down to the 9. Maybe the 8.
Just a phenomenal drive by the Bengals. Started with just over 4 minutes in the third quarter. And now you're knocking on the end zone as the clock goes past 12 minutes. Just masterful play calling and execution by the Bengals.
A 16-7 Cincinnati lead. Bengals defense has kept Russell Wilson and the Steelers offense in check after they exploded in the first meeting. Second and goal now for Cincinnati at the 8. Three receivers bunched right. Yossi Bosch in motion to the left. Now goes in orbit motion behind Burrow. Burrow flips it to him in the flat left side at the 10. Hit at the 5. And he stepped out. Looks like he'll be ruled out at the 5. Deshaun Elliott delivered the hit at the 3. You'll see where they mark him. But I believe it's at the 5-yard line where he stepped out.
And the formation by the Bengals kept the Steelers confused until after the snap. So the Bengals pulling out formations and plays that are really giving problems to the Steelers' defense.
12 consecutive completions now for Burrow. Remember, he started the game 12 for 12. So another streak of a dozen in a row for Burrow, who is heading toward the sideline here with the play clock running down.
They're going to call another timeout.
Man.
They have got to fix that operation, and that's on Joe Burrow, too. If you don't get a play call in fast enough with the great quarterbacks, they're calling a play.
Sure, timeout, Cincinnati.
Now, so Cincinnati's down to one timeout here at the 11-10 mark.
Just awful clock management and getting the play in. And, again, the great quarterbacks I played with, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, if you didn't give them a play within 20 seconds, they're choosing a play, and that's on you as an offensive coordinator. Unless they told them in the ear that they wanted to wind this clock down, which is way too early in the fourth quarter to be doing that. I just don't understand. On this drive, taking two timeouts the way that the Bengals are moving the ball.
And
the
clock management was an issue late in regulation last week against Denver.
Yep.
For the Bengals. Third and goal at the 5. Bengals driving left to right. 14th play of the drive. Third and goal at the 5 for Cincinnati. Burrow's in the gun. Hands at his waist. Left foot slightly in front of his right. He hikes his right leg. He takes the snap on third and goal. Burrow whistles it over the middle. Incomplete. Cameron Sutton diving for the interception. Chase and Yossi Bosch were back there. It's more of a throwaway than anything from Burrow. He threw it behind Mike Gesicki, who was the intended target.
And another red zone stop. The fourth one of the night by the Steelers defense. They are begging the Steelers offense to do anything to keep them in this game.
23-yard try for Cade York, who is hit from 48, 27, and 35. Pittsburgh native Cal Adomaitis is the snapper. Played his college ball in this stadium at Pitt. Snap is back to Rico. The kick by York is good. His fourth field goal tonight. And the Bengals pad the lead. They're up 19-7 with 11 minutes and 2 seconds remaining. Kick away from York, left to right. Warren from the 5. Near side on the numbers, 10, 20. Slashes right, 30. Warren a hop to the 35-yard line. Von Bell, the veteran, makes the tackle. So first down for the Steelers at their own 35. Russell Wilson's had a tough night. He's in the shotgun with Harris to his left. Two receivers stacked right, including George Pickens. Freiermuth, the tight end, split left. Wilson takes, throws short right side, caught by Van Jefferson at the 40-yard line. Pick up a 5.
The Steelers need to stay on the ball here. I like them starting with a pass, but they got to be in two-minute offense, down 19-7 here with clock winding out.
10:40 to go. Wilson splits two receivers to the left, Austin and Pickens, two receivers to the right. Wilson bobbles the snap, fires the out route, right side. That's caught. Jefferson again at the 45-yard line. Josh Newton in coverage and a first down.
Now the Steelers are starting to get something positive. They have to finish with a touchdown here.
Down 19-7, nearing the 10-minute mark. Wilson takes, throws another out route, and off the left hand of Pat Freiermuth. A little wide of his target there from Russell Wilson. Second and 10.
And a strange play design. You have two routes on either side going to the boundary. You need somebody coming across the middle. I'm not sure what's going on in that playbook of the Steelers, but it's not one you can win with like that.
Yeah, Arthur Smith in his first year as Pittsburgh's offensive coordinator, the former Falcons head coach. Second and 10, Pittsburgh at its own 45. Pickens split wide left, Jefferson split right. Wilson out of the shotgun, throws the curl route. Jefferson has it, trying to break a tackle from Josh Newton. He's tripped up just past the 50-yard line at the 47. Gain of 8.
All four passes on this drive have gone to the right side. Russell Wilson's not even looking at the left side of the field.
Got a lot of Van Jefferson to start this drive. Third and two for Pittsburgh. 9:43 clock rolling. Steelers 2 of 7 on third down tonight.
This is four down territory at this point in the game.
Austin in motion to the left, doubles back to the right. Wilson takes, looks right, dumps it over the middle, and that is caught. First down past the 45-yard line, as that was Najee Harris on the catch. Hendricks in the tackle.
And Harris like a pinball in a pinball machine when he got tackled. He got hit 5 times.
He can absorb some contact at 2:42. First down. Wilson, swing it left to Harris. That is caught in the flat. He breaks a tackle from Akeem Davis-Gaither. Harris cutting it back right at the 35. And Harris down to the 32, a first down. Jenkins finally drops him. A gain of 11 for Harris, who remains down here. So more hits for Najee Harris. And this time he needs some help up.
And not sure what happened. Might be a shoulder. He kind of slammed into his right shoulder as he hit the ground. But he is writhing in pain on the turf.
And we'll step aside with 8:57 remaining. The Bengals 19 and the Steelers 7. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. Najee Harris now on the sideline. Cordarrelle Patterson is in at running back, the 33-year-old versatile weapon. First down for the Steelers at the Bengals 31, driving right to left, down 19-7. Wilson takes, he rifles left. That is incomplete, off the hands of Pickens. Could not bring it in. Cam Taylor-Britt knocked it out.
And right now, if you're Russell Wilson, you're thinking, I can't throw this guy the ball. Pickens has now 2 drops in the last 2 drives that were in his hands. You have to make those catches. Kind of reminds me of like a Martez Bryant, the old receiver for the Steelers. Yeah. Just a ton of talent, but can't put it together in critical moments.
Second and 10 at the 31. Wilson still in the gun. Pickens split wide left. Oh, bobbling the snap. It's happened a couple of times. Wilson takes off at the 20-yard line on the numbers and a slide right there. Marked down at the 20 with a first down. 11 yards on the run by Wilson.
Excellent decision by Wilson. Bobbled the snap, as you said, Ted, and then just looked downfield and sprinted with authority and given a little second base slide at the end.
Yeah, we know about his baseball background. You don't have to teach him how to slide. 8:13 clock rolling. First down at the 20. Wilson looks right. He lofts it. Open man, Freiermuth turns upfield. He is in for the touchdown. Pat Freiermuth puts the Steelers back in the end zone. And with 8:07 remaining, Pittsburgh within a score at 19-13.
Phenomenal throw by Russell Wilson. An excellent route by Freiermuth. He started off on the right side in the slot, kind of bent inside, then weaved his way back out. No one there. Might have stepped out of bounds a little short of the end zone, but all scoring plays are reviewed. We'll know shortly.
Freiermuth with his team-leading 7th touchdown catch of the year. Now Boswell, the Pro Bowler, as Ryan mentioned, on for the extra point. Snap placement, the kick is good. 8:07 remaining here in Pittsburgh, and the Steelers now down 19-14 to Cincinnati. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. 8:07 to play, 19-14 Bengals now on top, and the voice of Dennis DeYoung ringing through Acrisure Stadium. Yes, the second half tradition here in Pittsburgh, renegade by sticks. The towels are waving. There's some life in this building again.
Everybody who does a fourth quarter celebration in football is trying to copy the Steelers, but Pittsburgh's got it down.
Boswell kicks right to left, and Isaiah Williams from inside the 5. Slanting right at the 20, 25, and he gets destroyed. You heard it all the way up here. Man, what a hit as Williams goes down right there. So Cincinnati takes over now of 19-14. Again, must-win game. They need to win tonight. They need a Broncos loss and a Dolphins loss tomorrow. And it's loud again here.
Yeah, the offense got the crowd back in the game. But you have all the say in this if you're the Bengals. You got to stay on schedule, get some first downs, and continue to wear the clock out like you did on the last drive.
First down from the 27. Isaiah Williams in motion right to left. No T. Higgins as Burrow steps to his right. His pass is deflected. Cam Hayward, the Pro Bowler, with his third batted pass It's incredible what he still does at 35 years old.
Cam Hayward was in the middle at that defensive tackle position, saw Joe Burrow start going out. He went out to that left side all by himself, blocking that pass. Amazing play that got the crowd even more in a frenzy.
The terrible towel is now in its 50th year in existence. Goes back to 1975. They are all over the stadium now. Second and 10 at the 27. Burrow stepping up, avoiding the rush. He fires against the grain. That is caught. And a first down across the 40-yard line. Mike Gesicki pulls it in against Nick Herbig.
Gesicki's got some words for the defense as he does so.
A gain of 14. Mike Gesicki's always going to talk some trash. And the Penn State product back here in Pennsylvania. First down at the 41. Burrow dumps it left.
Ball.
Herbert. Ball is out. Is that an incomplete pass or not? Peyton Wilson punched it free. I didn't see a signal. If anything, Herbert just was able to collect it back for the Bengals.
Yeah, I think Herbert dropped, and Herbert luckily fell right on top of it. But an excellent pursuit by the defense, Peyton Wilson, for the Steelers.
It is a catch, a fumble. Herbert recovered it. Loss of four on the play. Back to the 37. Under 7 minutes to play now. Cincinnati leads 19-14. Two receivers tight right, two wide left. Burrow hikes his right leg, snap is back. Burrow throws left side, off the hands of Chase, incomplete. Joey Porter Jr. pumping his fist.
This is what Mike Tomlin for the Steelers wants. He wants a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. And now if you're in the Bengals, things were looking rosy the last drive, but now you've got to convert here. Otherwise, you leave too much time for the Steelers. And the Bengals also with only one timeout if they end up getting the ball back and having to score.
Steeler fans have been waving the terrible towel all drive. They're waving it even harder now. Third and 14 from the 37 for Cincinnati. 6:43 to play. Empty gun for Burrow. Three receivers right, two to the left. Burrow takes. Burrow throws left side. That is caught. Well short of the first down. Gesicki sitting down at the 45. He needed the 49 of Pittsburgh. Fitzpatrick met him. A gain of nine. Bengals have to punt.
Phenomenal stop by the Steelers defense. And Minkah Fitzpatrick getting that tackle was huge because Gesicki was about 3 yards away from the line to gain. What a tackle by Fitzpatrick.
Calvin Austin, who fumbled on a punt return earlier in the game, awaits the kick from Ryan Rico. Adamaitis snaps it back. Rico lifts it high. Spiraling kick. Austin from the nine. Left side of the numbers. Austin moves right. He is cut down. Short return. 46-yard punt. Josh Newton made the tackle. Just a couple of yards on that return for Austin. And the Steelers have it back. Down 19-14 with 5:54 to play.
Now, if you're the Steelers, you haven't had the kind of offensive production to time this drive out. You have to go score and score now. Put the pressure on the Bengals as your defense is just playing out of their minds in this fourth quarter.
And Ryan Najee Harris, who was shaken up on that last drive for Pittsburgh, has gone up the tunnel and back to the locker room. So Jalen Warren will start this drive at running back.
You have plenty of time with three timeouts, so you don't have to go all pass here. But it's an option as now Russell Wilson is by himself in the backfield.
Warren, a wing on the left, two receivers right, tight end right, receiver Pickens split left. Screen for Warren through his hands, left side. Wow, incomplete.
And Trey Hendrickson saying he got a little tip on that, and he might have. Yep, looks like it in the replay. Trey Hendrickson, man, for an eighth-year veteran, leading the league in sacks, playing as hard as he's ever played in his career. This game matters to him.
Second and 10 at the 11. Yeah, Hendrickson now 15 sacks on the air after one in the first half. Wilson whips it right, caught by Freiermuth, who had the touchdown a moment ago. Freiermuth on the numbers, far side at the 20, taken, bent down by Akeem Davis-Gaither. Gain of nine, and it's third and a yard.
I like the quarterback sneak here or some kind of run just to get the first down.
Now Wilson's in the gun right now. Third and one, 5:30 to go. Wilson takes, avoiding Hendrickson. throws it for Pickens over his head, incomplete at the 40-yard line. Crowd wants a flag. Cam Daylor-Britt was on the coverage. It's fourth down, and the punting unit comes on here for Pittsburgh.
And that's why it's the boos are understandable. You want to run the ball there, especially on first down, to keep that clock moving. But the Steelers, in a big moment in the game, just going flat. They needed more than a three and out there. Still plenty of time, but you wanted to score there.
Snap back to Waitman, the punter, puts the left foot into it. Knuckleball kick, far side, lands at the 45. Oh, did that touch somebody? Out of bounds near the 40. Was it recovered by Pittsburgh? Steelers say they recovered it in bounds near the 35. An officials conference, and they give it to the Steelers. Ball recovered by Connor Hayward after it hit a Bengal, and Pittsburgh has it with 5:14 remaining in Bengals territory.
Looks like the ball went off DJ Ivy, who was blocking. I'm watching the replay, and it touches his right foot ever so slightly. What a break for the Steelers.
Wow, you nailed it. Off the foot of Ivy, the corner out there on special teams.
Nothing Ivy can do there. He's got his back to the ball. And then an excellent, excellent effort by Hayward.
And Connor Hayward, the brother of Cam, who has three batted passes along that defensive front for the Steelers tonight. One of the cornerstones of Pittsburgh for the last decade and a half. Connor now making a play on special teams, and the Steelers have it at the 38 of Cincinnati.
Their best field position of the night. They got to make it count.
19-14, the Bengals lead it. Regular season finale. Pittsburgh playing for playoff seeding. Cincinnati playing for their playoff life. Patterson the back, offset to the right of Wilson, who's in the gun. Two receivers stacked left, two receivers right. Wilson looks left, throws, and incomplete. Off the hands of Pickens again. Man, he has had a woeful night.
Can't blame the cold weather, because the Bengals are catching the ball just fine. This is about focus and intention. And George Pickens showing his immaturity in the field of play in a big moment of the game.
There was nobody there, Ryan.
No one there. First down at least.
Second and 10 at the Cincinnati 38. 5:11 remaining. Wilson right foot in front of his left. Has the snap. Five-man rush. He gets rid of it quickly. Freiermuth right side. Lowers the shoulder at the 30. Out of bounds at the 31. Josh Newton makes the tackle.
And again, Freiermuth looks like he's just short. Oh, they're going to give it to him. They're going to give him the first down. Almost got the same situation earlier.
Marked out at the 28-yard line. And a first down for Pittsburgh. 4:50 clock rolling here. Najee Harris is being evaluated for a possible head injury. He is questionable to return. So Patterson on the field now. Motions out left, back into the backfield. First down at the Cincinnati 28. Wilson tossed to Patterson, the excellent return man, one of the best in NFL history, if not the best. And Patterson going nowhere, dropped in the backfield before he could get rolling. B.J. Hill on the tackle.
And an odd play choice, because that pitch went to the short side of the field from the right hash. Typically, you want that play to go to the left open field.
Second and 9 from the 27. They gave him a yard. Wilson back to throw. Wilson, pocket crumbling. He's buried. Trey Hendrickson with his second sack tonight. Now 16 on the season.
Russell Wilson looking like an iron deer at the back of the pocket. Just set up and did not step up in the pocket, making it an easy angle for Trey Hendrickson. And kind of dashing the hopes of the Steelers that were just about to knock on the red zone.
And all of a sudden, it is quiet again here at Acrisure Stadium. No towels waving now. Third and 15 for the Steelers at the Cincinnati 33. Pickens split right, two receivers left, Mike Williams and Calvin Austin. Wilson a deep drop. Wilson steps up. Moon ball, left side, Mike Williams, jump ball, off his hands, incomplete. Batted away by Josh Newton, the rookie. There's a flag down, two of them in the backfield.
I think they're going to get Jaylen Warren here for holding on the blitz. two flags were out before the ball even landed in Mike Williams' hand.
Holding. Offense number 84. 10-yard penalty. Third down.
Now they call it on Patterson there. And so that backs up Pittsburgh here again. Third down and 25 now from the 43.
And the kicking team was all the way on the field. If I was the Bengals, I would have declined that penalty,
right?
And forced Bosworth to make a long field goal. Not sure what Zach Taylor's thinking over there.
I mean, and Boswell's been so good all year, like we mentioned, pro bowler, but boy, that would push him to the limit.
Especially in the cold weather where that ball is like a rock.
Yes. So they do take the penalty. Third and 25 for Pittsburgh at the 43. 3:19 to play. Bengals lead 19-14. Final game of the regular season. Wilson takes, throws it short over the middle. Caught Freiermuth on the slant. Down to the 36, the 35. To set up Boswell a bit better. Von Bell makes the tackle.
Bengals end up getting exactly kind of the same field position that the Steelers were in had they declined the penalty. But now, if you're the Steelers, you got three timeouts. You're hoping your defense can get you the ball back and your offense can finally finish in the end zone outside of the one touchdown drive they've had all night.
54-yard attempt. Chris Boswell leads the NFL with 48 field goals this year. Snap, placement, kick, end over end, sailing, and it's good! Boswell connects again. His 41st made field goal. He leads the NFL in percentage as well this year. And now the Steelers are within two at 19-17.
Well, and that's a hedge against the offense. Tomlin's betting the defense is getting the ball back, but he wants that 3 points, so all they got to do is kick a field goal. They have not sniffed the end zone.
2:39 remaining now. Bengals 19, Steelers 17. Good for Pittsburgh. You win, you wrap up the number 5 seed.
And you get to send your division foe home.
Yes. The Bengals would be done.
What that sounds like on the field is, send me pictures from Cancun. Go ahead. You got my number.
And again, for the Steelers, you asked Mike Tomlin about it. He's not going to care. Hey, send us wherever, right?
Yeah.
But just on paper, it is a more preferable matchup to go to Houston, team that's had its struggles late in the season, as opposed to a trip to Baltimore, which would be the result if the Steelers were the 6th seed. Boswell, the kick from the goal line. Here's Isaiah Williams. Slashing left, 20, 25, 30. Outside the numbers at the 40. Williams close to the 45-yard line. Good return for the rookie. Connor Hayward, the tackle on special teams. 44 yards on that return.
Huge right there to get that big 44-yard return, because now no matter what, you're going to flip the field. But if you're the Bengals, you're saying in the huddle, we're ending this with a first down. With two first downs, we end the game. Let's go get our first one.
Joe Burrow here in the frigid temperatures is throwing it 45 times. 36 of 45, 272 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
Unreal.
But is it time to lean on Khalil Herbert a bit? First down at the 44, 2:29 to go. The give is to Herbert, straight ahead. And Herbert, in for the injured Chase Brown tonight, crosses the 45, picks up two to the 46. Benton the tackle, and a timeout for the Steelers.
I love that call by the Bengals to run the ball first, force that timeout away from the Steelers, make them even just feel the scarcity of timeouts to add to their list of worries.
Pittsburgh with two remaining. 2:25 to go. 19-17 Cincinnati.
Patrick Queen is struggling to walk right now. Middle linebacker for the Steelers. He's got to figure that out in the next 10 seconds.
Maybe he needs the jacket that Jermaine Pratt had in the
He's
first
not
half.
Doing it, though, Ted. He's not doing it.
Second and 8 for the Bengals at their own 46. Trying to salt this game away and keep the playoff dream intact. Burrow's in the gun, Herbert to his right, three receivers split right. Burrow, screen. Jamar Chase has it. 45. He trundles to the 50 and tackled at the Pittsburgh 49 by Queen and Corey Trice. Not enough of the first down, but another timeout here for Pittsburgh. 2:19 remaining. It'll be 3rd and 3 for Cincinnati.
Well, an excellent use of the timeouts by Pittsburgh, because even if the ball does stay in bounds on this last play and doesn't get the line to gain, you're going to get the stoppage with the 2-minute mark. So excellent use of timeouts by Mike Tomlin to set up the play of the game here for both teams.
3rd and 3 from the Pittsburgh 49. Breath visible from all the players on the field. Wind chill in the single digits since kickoff. And they're waving the terrible towels yet again here in Pittsburgh. 3rd and 3 at the 49 of the Steelers. Burrow directing traffic. He calls for Chase to go in motion to the left. He lifts his right leg. He adjusts the wristband on his left side. Burrow the count. 5 on the play clock. Down to 4. He takes on 3rd down. Burrow surveys. Burrow the pirouette to the left. And Burrow's tripped up. A sack by Keanu Benton. The second-year nose tackle with his first sack of the season. And the Steelers come up with a stop as we hit the 2-minute warning.
Phenomenal sack by Keanu Benton. He saw Joe Burrow roll out, and instead of going after Burrow, he just took a slightly right angle and went upfield and caught Burrow for the sack. What a huge play. That'll give some breathing room to the offense after this punt.
We have reached the 2-minute warning. Bengals 19, Steelers 17. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One.
Hammer down. WASK Lafayette is 101.7 The Hammer, Lafayette Sports Station.
Ted Emmerich, Ryan Harris with you in Pittsburgh. The Bengals lead the Steelers 19-17 out of the 2-minute warning after the sack by Keanu Benton on Joe Burrow. Ryan Rico on to punt for Cincinnati, left to right. He lifts the right leg. End-over-end kick, short. Austin fields it on a bounce from the 20. Oh, slipped at the 21. Goes down at the 25-yard line. A 42-yard punt, a 7-yard return. Tyson Anderson made the tackle, and now the game is in the hands of Russell Wilson. 1:51 remaining.
The DJ played Don't Stop Believin' at the break, and the whole stadium was singing. They're not going to stop believing in the Steelers winning this game. And the Steelers now with the end in their hands, as they have one timeout going in the last 2 minutes of this game.
And Najee Harris is back on the field after being evaluated for a head injury. First down at the 24 for Pittsburgh, driving right to left. Black jerseys, gold pants. Wilson a long count. He's got the snap. A 4-man rush. Wilson, pocket crumbling, dumps it right. Caught by Harris, but tackled immediately. Back at the 23, loss of a yard. Akeem Davis-Gaither makes the stop. And the clock rolls here with 1:37 to go. Steelers have just one timeout remaining. Wilson organizes the offense right back over the ball. 2nd and 11. Wilson takes. Stunt up front. Wilson throws left side. Caught by Freiermuth. Cut down inbounds by Mike Hilton, the nickel, at the 25, beg your pardon. Gain of 2, 3rd and 9.
Huge, huge tackle by Hilton inbounds.
1:10 to go. Steelers don't want to use the timeout there. 3rd and 9. Wilson has the snap. Wilson fires left side. Caught in stride. It's Freiermuth with a first down. Across the 40 to the 42. Pittsburgh hurries back to the line. We dip under a minute. 50 seconds now. First down at the 43. Steelers trail 19-17 in the regular season finale. Wilson evades to his right. Wilson hit at the 45-yard line outside the numbers. Stopped at the 46 by Hilton. Clock continues to run. 33 seconds. Steelers not calling that final timeout. Freiermuth is slow to get off the field. Wilson wants to snap it. They do with 24 seconds. Wilson hit in the backfield and dropped. It's another sack by Trey Hendrickson. His third of the night.
This will be a 30.
And now Pittsburgh calls its timeout. with 20 seconds to go.
Just the worst possible sequence of plays, and it started two plays ago. If you're Russell Wilson, you throw that ball out of bounds. You don't start running and brace for a hit inbounds. And what he was waiting for was a safety to come off of Van Jefferson so he could throw the deep ball, but the safety knew that. So that's on Russell Wilson to get the ball out. Now everybody's got to hustle back. They end up losing Van Jefferson, needing to make a personnel change, taking even more time.
Ryan, you said this off the top. You have noticed this from Russell Wilson here during this losing streak, that there's something off about him and the way he's playing.
And he's smarter and has made that play many times. He's just doing too much, it looks like to me, and in doing so, forgetting the basics.
Third and 12 for Pittsburgh at their own 40. Down 19-17, 20 seconds remaining. And can anybody up front block Trey Hendrickson? Wilson backpedals. Wilson, moon ball, right side, looking for Pickens. Oh, turning back awkwardly, trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch. He could not at the 30. Man, what an awkward way to contort his body. George Pickens trying to adjust to the football, thrown to the right side, and it's now fourth down.
And that was on George Pickens. He's supposed to stay 2 yards from the sideline on that go route, but ended up being by the numbers, having to jump back, as you described, Ted. So that's, again, the youth of George Pickens. He's supposed to get near the sideline, and that, guess where the ball dropped? 2 yards from the sideline.
George Pickens has had a night to forget for Pittsburgh. Fourth and 12. Here's the game. 15 seconds to play. Steelers at their own 40. Bengals send a couple of safeties deeper than usual. And whistles blow. Are the Bengals calling their final timeout? Looks like that's the case.
Third and final charge timeout, Cincinnati.
Okay. Fourth and 12 for the Steelers. 15 seconds left as we close out our AFC North doubleheader here today on Westwood One. Ravens already wrapping up the division. Pittsburgh knows they're in. If they lose this one, it opens the door for the Chargers to take the 5 seed, and it could be Pittsburgh at Baltimore in the wild card round. What are you looking for here?
Well, right now, you want to tell your offense, hey, if you catch it in the middle, get down so we can get up there and try and spike it for a long field goal. And then if you're the defense, you already got to see what formation they were going to use before the timeout, so you're ready to go.
Boswell's career long is 59. Keep that in mind. 15 seconds left, fourth and 12. Wilson against a four-man rush. He wires it through the hands of Freiermuth. Incomplete at the 45 of Cincinnati. A drop, a turnover on downs. And this maligned Bengals defense comes up with a stop at the end to make sure that the Cincinnati Bengals are still breathing here at the end of the season.
Excellent play by Joseph Osai. Sometimes linebacker, sometimes defensive end. He had the tight end Freiermuth there and put his left arm in to break up the pass at the last second. Excellent focus by the Bengals defense.
Joe Burrow ducks in under. He drops to his right knee. And that is it.
What a game.
The Bengals win it. 19-17 here in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati closing the regular season on a 5-game win streak, and the Bengals still have a pulse as the rest of week 18 is yet to play out. The playoff dream still alive for Cincinnati.
And earned, not given. They fought tooth and nail from the first drive throughout the game, and really cementing it in the second half by running the football from the third quarter to the fourth. Just a masterful display of all things offense and defense. And then how about Trey Hendrickson? What a night. Multiple sacks, two in the fourth quarter. That's how you want your Pro Bowler to finish.
And three in the game as he takes over the NFL lead in sacks, 17 on the season.
And remarkable. And think about this. A lot of players, it's a human reaction. You're down. You're losing a lot. You're not having a winning record. You're 4-8. What does Trey Hendrickson do? Go to work every day. Show everybody on that defense how you show up as a professional. What an example for that defense that they clearly have built on in these past 5 weeks.
And remember, this is a Bengals defense that allowed 44 points a month ago to the Steelers. And they come in here on a freezing night in Pittsburgh and they hold Russell Wilson down, a 19-17 victory.
Just a fantastic victory for the Bengals. And if you're the Steelers, you feel robbed. You just had a couple of plays, whether it was Freiermuth not reaching out for the first down or some people not getting to that line to gain. Just a little too much off plays, two or three of them. But in big games like this, Ted, two or three misplays, that is the game. That's what happened tonight.
Again, to reset what the Bengals are hoping for now. They took care of their part. They have done all they can do, going from 4-8 to 9-8. Now they need the Broncos to lose to the Chiefs, who are going to rest a lot of key players tomorrow. And they need a Dolphins loss as well. Jamar Chase joins us now from the field. Jamar, first of all, congratulations on the win. 10 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown tonight, and the victory to keep you guys alive in the playoff chase. You and Joe started so hot, and here in the cold, what allowed you to be so in sync yet again right out of the gate offensively?
First drive, they came out in man. So we took advantage of the first drive, taking advantage of the one-on-one matchups. And, after that first drive, they started to play zone my way.
You had a fantastic touchdown. Walk us through what you saw.
I seen man coverage, he was head up. He was head up to me, and, I got an inside release and, made sure I win.
You also had a big night from Mike Gesicki. How does him having catches early on open up the field for you downfield?
Yeah, man, Mike G plays a tremendous part in this offense, man. He's very versatile. He can do it all. And, man, I was so excited for him to be on this, this team with us.
Yeah, Jamar, have to ask you about an individual accolade that you probably, more than probably, wrapped up tonight. And that's the Triple Crown, leading the NFL in catches, yards, and touchdowns. What does that mean to you?
Honestly, man, it's a dream come true, honestly, man. Last year when the season ended, I wrote that on my sticky note and put it on my mirror. And, that was my all season going into this. That was my mindset going into the all season, just working until I get the Triple Crown.
And now you wait. What's it going to be like for you and the team tomorrow as you hope for the best and needing the Broncos and Dolphins to lose?
Yeah, man, I'll probably go to Joe's house. We'll watch some football on football Sunday and just, hopefully the best plays out for us.
Well, Jamar, again, congrats tonight. You've done your part, like we said, and all the best to you and the Bengals moving forward.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Jamar Chase joining us. Again, his numbers, 10 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. Just another night at the office for Jamar Chase.
Well, and I love that he talked about that he put that on a sticky note.
Yeah.
And I bring that up because so many of us, when we have success, we lose the discipline. We think, oh, we've been here. Let's see what else they do to help me win. Not Jamar Chase. He said at the end of last year, he went and put that on a sticky note and kept it in front of him for an entire offseason. I mean, the greats do that. The greats are never satisfied with success. And the Triple Crown is an incredible accomplishment in the NFL today.
Yeah, it's not secured totally. Amon-Ra St. Brown would have to have a huge, huge day tomorrow night against the Vikings. He was 8 catches behind Chase to start tonight. And again, Chase with 10 catches. So now plus 18 in that category. Leads Justin Jefferson by 133 yards. He was up 4 touchdowns on Terry McLaurin. Chase seemed to put it out of reach. He would be the 5th receiver in the Super Bowl era to win the Triple Crown. Cooper Kupp the last to do it in 2021.
And I'll tell you something else. How about Joe Burrow? You get 150 grand for your tight end, and you help secure the Triple Crown for your wide receiver while you're creating uncertainty for your division foe Steelers. What a performance, and what a finish to the season by the Bengals.
5 in a row to close the year from Cincinnati, and now they wait. The final score, the Bengals 19, the Steelers 17. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League.